kicked.
He's ready to be kicked. By, oh, no, this is just wrong, man. Oh, how did this degenerate into this? He is on his knees. He is chained to the bottom of the chair. His stuff, as it would be, is a little too prominent in those bikini panties.
Girl panties.
He put on his little sister's panties today. Isn't that cute? She's putting a thing in his mouth to bite on.
Panties.
Panties.
Why?
Oh, I didn't know. Oh, those are your panties, Spike? Yeah. She's got the whip, too. She's bending his head back, straddling him, and...
Oh!
She's whipping his body, his tummy and lower region. Oh, that's got to hurt. That has got to hurt.
He almost fell down. If he wasn't chained up, he would have fallen down. Spike is comforting him now.
Spike's comforting him.
Did you see him flinch?
And he hasn't been kicked yet. That was just the whip.
He's lining up.
Oh! Oh, he just buckled over. He just doubled over in pain.
He's breathing really heavy.
I have never seen anything like this. She's lining up again. Oh,
he's flinching.
All right, Paul is still on his knees, and Ellen's going to start kicking now. She's been done wrong by a lot of guys.
Here she goes. She's lining up.
Oh,
Paul goes, you didn't even make me. Paul goes, you didn't even make me flinch.
And then she
went for it.
He's flinching now at the drop of a hat.
Oh, that was a good one. That he almost fell over. Look, he's ready to whoop, I think.
You all right, Paul?
I just hope I get a seat on the subway.
Are we ready for contestant number two?
I'm a little scared. I'm ready.
All right, I guess we're ready for more of this.
I would miss this for the world.
Oh, I
know. Oh, that was the right one.
I'm going to need some water soon. A flash. Was that me or the camera?
I see a light.
This isn't right.
I got
a shot of that on the video.
That will make you cringe.
All right, let's see if we can't get a good kick in from Grandma. Grandma is lining up.
She just gave him three quick shots. She gave him three quickies. Yeah.
Grandma,
how you holding up?
I'm not. I'm with Grandma.
Grandma's pretty good.
You missed, Grandma.
He's down. He's down. You don't taunt Grandma like that.
Come on.
Grandma's a good shot.
Yeah.
She got the bullseye.
Grandma's still got a chance, right?
Let's hear it for Grandma.
Grandma, put him down.
God did she line I up can't. And kick him?
Someone's got to put a stop to this.
This is just not right.
It's really not right.
We must say, because we have a lot of ladies that listen to us.
Yeah.
Ladies, not all guys enjoy this.
He's a proof of masculinity.
Oh, sure it is.
Then
call me a pussy.
I found my limit.
We're all gonna get laid.
Anyway, how's that for a topper?
This calls for the old Billy Baru. The biggie.
Let's go while we're young.
That sounded like you, Ant. When we were reading you the ratings.
Yes.
Oh, Billy. Billy.
This is the Opie and Anthony Show. Toll free in New York, 877-692-1027. Ratings came out, Anthony.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, please. Thank you, listeners.
You're good listeners.
Good. Very good.
Yeah. Thank you.
You voted us more gooder.
More gooder.
We were more gooder than last time.
Thank God.
Thank you.
I love when we're more gooder than the last time.
Much more gooder than the last time.
Nice. Brian Regan coming in today, 4 o'clock.
Can't effing wait.
Oh, no.
One of our favorite comedians.
Brian.
You're going to laugh your yam bags off today, I'm telling you. Finally getting back to the humor on the Opie and Anthony Show.
He's in town in New York tonight?
Yeah, I don't even know where he's playing. We'll have to tell everyone. Did he play last night? We didn't even promote it. I don't know.
Because I will go if he's down the road. Hell yeah.
Oh, Mike and the Mad Dog. Oops. Beat you again, douchebags.
Oh. Poor Mike.
They're all cocky when they were talking about us doing our little TV thing on the XFL.
Mad Dog got a little beat up this past week. I think he went on vacation. The listeners just killed him because he was outraged at all the Yankees that got picked for the All-Star game.
Yeah.
And they all performed. And meanwhile, the couple of guys that they had from the Giants, his favorite team, just like tanked. So. Poor Mad Dog.
I can't believe it. Maggie, we're going to have to get some naked women in on a show.
So he's gone.
I will point out every single time we beat Mike and the Mad Dog.
Yeah.
They had nothing but, you know, bad things to say about us when we were trying to do that XFL thing.
Well, that's the one point I agree with them.
No, we did fine with that. But they thought, you know, this is our chance to take a shot at Opie and Anthony.
Yeah.
You know?
And they did.
They were number one in this town for many years before we came aboard, and they haven't been number one in a really long time now.
No, ow.
Oops.
Ouch. Yeah, so thank you.
Sean Hannity from WABC. Nice try. You came close. Nice try, though. You gave it a good effort.
Dan from Hoboken, always current, topical. Too bad Mike Francesa doesn't have wine and cigars to drown his sorrows in.
Nope.
We drank his wine.
Yes, we did.
And smoked his cigars.
Yes, we did. K-Rock, nice effort. With your cute little rock and roll show. Nice effort. Good enough for, I think, 20th place in the ratings. Good job.
Ouch.
That's going to leave a bruise.
Oh, ah.
Yeah.
And no, we're not bragging. These are all people that like trash us on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Toll 3-877-692-1027. We just met with our first client from Philadelphia, Anthony.
Yes, we did.
They brought up a whole team from WYSP in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
Cool guys. I could see us, like, you know, partying with these people.
Yeah.
And we met a client that takes care of, what, bitch boobs. He takes care of, does the hair transplants.
Hair transplants.
He looked at both of us in the conference room and went, oh, man, you both have your hair.
He does hair transplants and he does lipo.
Have to let us say the T word, though.
Yeah, they won't. Oh, cry. Look at me. I get dumped out of.
But that's what they're called.
I know. No.
Bitch tees.
Bitch tees, bitch boobs.
Bitch boobs.
He's very successful getting rid of the bitch boobs. So we might have a bitch boob contest.
Really?
For a free procedure. We'll see.
Oh, for guys that want to get rid of them? Oh.
Would the listeners go for that?
Well, yeah. The guys will have to come down here, though, and get their pictures taken, and we'll vote for the guy that has the worst bitch boobs.
The most horrific set of bitch boobs will get a procedure to get them removed. You can take your shirt off at the beach again.
A free procedure. What is this guy's name? Is he a doctor officially?
Hell yeah. He's, like, highly qualified.
Dr. Gregory A. Pistone.
Pistone. Right?
Yeah, there you go.
Could be Pistone.
Pistone? Well, you're the Italian. You tell me.
Pistone?
Pistone? I don't
want to sound like the congressman on The Godfather 2, I believe it was.
Check to Vito Corleone.
Yeah.
You may ask, why are you guys talking about a client from Philadelphia?
Well, we were sitting there, you know, falling asleep like we usually do in the client meetings.
And then we make believe that we care.
No, just kidding.
Oh, my God.
If the good doctor's listening, this is what we do. See, we goof.
That
we
was
fun.
It was an entertaining one.
No, it was really funny because then he was telling a story, and he's going to get us the doctor so we could interview him on the show.
Mm-hmm.
There's a doctor that does a procedure.
Yeah.
Is it in Asia?
Yeah, it's in China.
In China.
Yeah.
We found out the Chinese women like hairy guys.
But Chinese guys, not much hair.
That's what he was telling us.
But the chicks like the hairy guys in China for some reason.
So this doctor in China does pubic transplants.
Pubic hair transplants.
Pubic hair transplants.
Takes hair from the guy's head and transplants it in the pubic area and all around it to get a big big bird's nest going. Because the Chinese women, they like that.
And he transplants the hair onto the Chinese guys.
Yeah.
On their chest.
Yeah, and chest hair, too. They take it from the head and put it on the chest. Look at me. I am a hairy American man. Very hairy. Put on my back.
But you had the line of the day. Because we're sitting there, and let's face it, Chinese guys, Chinese women, doesn't matter. They all have straight, flat hair.
Right. It's the Mo hair.
Yeah.
Just like Mo from the Three Stooges.
Right.
Straight, black hair.
So all I heard was pubic hair transplants. And Ann turns to the doc and goes, why? So they can have curly hair?
That's what I thought. I thought they were taking pubes and putting it on top of their heads. So I want the curly hair.
That's disgusting.
I want the curly hair. Because I figure that, you know, a lot of people have straight hair. They want curly hair. You have curly hair. You want straight hair. So in China, where they all got straight hair, I thought there was a procedure where you could get the little I don't know, the little afro going with pubes. But no, it's the other way around.
That was so funny.
Put their
Why?
Head hair on
Why?
Their
they
pubes.
Why? They want curly hair?
So we might do something with the good doctor and get someone a free procedure to get rid of their bitch boobs.
Yeah.
Bitch boobs.
See, I want to say bitch tees because
that's what it's called. That's what they called it in Fight Club.
Joe,
Meatloaf had them.
Joe, what's going on?
None. How you guys doing?
We're doing well.
Good. Love your show here in Cleveland. I don't know who that moron is who keeps calling from Cleveland that, you know, the first week you guys were on, he called like
No, Joe, let's get it out in the open. Nothing but love coming from Cleveland. It's been amazing. There's always going to be a few people that, they're going to call the show and hate us. But
people in New York that hate us.
Right. But, I mean, the email we're getting, and it's just been unbelievable. It really has. So.
Really love the show here. I've listened to it since it came on. That first bit you got to do with Clinton in Vietnam, I was crying in the car on the way home.
Oh, we love that one. Cool.
No,
I was dying. But that
shooting
that guy
people from
kicked,
Air Force One. Yeah.
Yeah, the guy getting kicked in the junk today, that was just, that's murder. I'm hurting myself just driving along.
Isn't that painful just to listen to?
Yeah. There were people in the hallway going, turn it off, turn it off, turn it off.
Mm-hmm. I know what you'd call it, like that phantom pain, but I think I'm getting it just from hearing that.
Joe, that was the highlights of a day that All it was two guys getting kicked as hard as they can in the nuts, and they enjoyed this. Mm. We had a grandma, I think it's at the end of the tape,
that
wailed one of the guys. She was like 75, 77 years old, and she kicked one of the guys.
Well, a lot of the women that were in that day, a couple of them were dominatrix, so they know how to do this, and they start kind of slow and see how much pain the guy can tolerate, and they kind of, at first, they would just kind of kicking it a little lightly with the tip of their foot, and then they'd get a little harder if the guy wanted to. Well, the granny doesn't know anything about this. She came in thinking, oh, I just kicked the guy in the yam bag. And she wound up and just slammed him right in the sack.
Yeah.
Little Louboutin Groza.
Well, because the interesting thing would go to the guy is, you don't mind if ladies come down here and kick you, right? And they're like, no. So we got angry ladies to come down to kick them. So that was that was amazing. All right, Joe.
Thanks a lot, you guys. Keep it up.
Thanks for the support. We appreciate that.
You bet. Take care.
Cool. I don't know how guys can do that. I mean, sometimes you get that little thing that by luck, something will clock you in the right one. Or,
and you just described what happened to me yesterday during blind boxing.
Oh, he got punched in the sack yesterday during blind boxing.
But it wasn't like a full on, because I wouldn't have been I wouldn't have been able to tell you guys that I got a full shot. It was more of a half shot, but just enough to get that feeling that you get deep inside your body. You don't know where that feeling's coming from. Like,
it's that delayed reaction that you feel. I got to tell you something about anybody that's done construction knows this one. And I don't know how it happens every friggin' time. You wind up the extension cord. You know how you do it? You hold in your hand and wind it around your elbow to get it wound up. The last piece of the extension cord will always fly out, so the plug cracks you square in the nuts every single time. How do it know?
How does it know
that? I don't know. Every time.
Speaking of blind boxing, a lot of people around here hurting today. Because I got punched in the nut. Rick was scared to fall asleep last night because he took a full shot to the chin.
Oh, he thought he had a conclusion of the brain?
Yeah. Scott, what's up?
Hey, Yone.
Hey.
What's up, man?
Oh, great. All right. First of all, let me just tell you, I am so glad to hear you guys just beat the ass out of all the guys that always, you know, talk trash about you. You know, I always hear them, and I always listen to some music or something late at night, and they're always like, you know, well, you know, our early show is so much better than ONA, and I love it that you guys beat them.
Well, you know, we have to be careful, though, because we don't want to come across like we're bragging, but you got to understand, these idiots, they trash us on a daily basis, and the ratings come back, and then they hide, and, you know, they don't talk about it.
I'm not going to say anything about people that haven't said anything about us.
Of course not.
But
the people that are your fans know that it's not that you're not bragging. You know, you're saying, you know, you guys talk trash about us and we beat you.
Again.
You know, it's just a defense.
Again.
Just quick second thing.
Yeah.
The cripple bouts you've had the past couple of days have been the funniest damn thing I have ever heard. I've had to pull over 3 times in the past 2 days.
The pullover guy.
Hey.
Cool.
Now that's that's cool. Has anyone seen the video clips of blind boxing on foundrymusic.com?
I'm gonna have to punch that.
It's hilarious. Thank you, Scott.
Thanks a lot.
All right. It's hilarious. You got to see the clips, and we have plenty of pictures from blind boxing at WNEW.com.
More people were punched like innocent bystanders than I think they laid hands on each other, and just some of the positions that were going on. When you see two boxers side by side, facing the same direction, kind of moving around and moving their fists with no one in front of them. They're next to each other.
Yeah.
But when you see them in single file, like facing the same direction.
Yeah, one guy was behind the other guy and had no idea.
And they're looking like, all right, I'm waiting, like he's boxing.
Well, because each round started off slowly because they had to find each other. So, they would get in these weird positions. And finally, there would be some type of contact. And then all hell would break loose for about 15 seconds.
Well, sometimes the contact wasn't even with the other fighter. Like Blind Dave, he backed up into his friend that one time, spun around and punched him in the side of the head.
Yeah.
And he didn't stop. His buddy's going, hey.
He knocked the beer right out of his hand. George.
Yeah.
Hey. George, you're on the radio.
I just wanted to make a comment. You guys were saying yesterday that, you know, how bad it was that you had blind boxing, but these guys getting kicked today, God, that's much worse.
Yeah, that's it. You think so?
I mean, I don't even know how you can watch that.
It was very painful. Because by the end of it, they were just kicking away. And the one guy, we had one guy, he was twisted. He had, remember the panties he had on?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was wearing his sister's panties, and they had a hole in the back.
A hole cut out in the back. The guy was from another planet.
Kind of creepy.
All right, George. We're going to have to do that again. We're going to have to do the nut kicking again. Tony, what's up? Tony!
What's up, guys?
Hey, man.
Hey, Tony.
That effing bit, man. And people are going to think it was like a funny bit. I looked at the pitches. You could see the intensity in their faces.
What, the blind boxing?
Yeah, man. I was sick.
It was really sick.
Dude, did Rick get cracked with an elbow?
Oh, yeah. There's a video of that. I'm going to check it out, like, right now.
Man.
Yeah.
Construction story. You remember the tools? Certain tools have the automatic cord.
Yeah, the one that you unplug.
The button. Try getting whapped in the nuts with that, man.
Because the thing will come flying around. It doesn't go in a straight line. Oh, when it reaches the last, like, 4 feet or so, it flies around. You don't know where it's going to go.
Yeah, it's like, woo, bap.
Right in your sack.
Dude, glancing blow hurts more than a direct shot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hope I felt your pain yesterday, man.
Right on, Tony. Thank you.
Great job, guys. Keep it up.
All right, bye. All right. Oh, great. That's good. Look at the fighting I'm watching here. Blind boxing. This is the clip where Rick gets punched in the face with the elbow.
And this is on Foundry Music?
Yeah, there he is taking a picture. You see, all right, they're very close to him right now. And, wow, a lot of punching on the head.
Oh, there it is. Oh, my God.
Turn it around. Let me see.
Oh, it's that classic.
You got cracked good?
Oh, he got nailed.
Does he have the Watch. Video of me getting Watch. It in the nut?
Here's Rick. Watch this elbow blow he gets to his face. You got to download this off Foundry.
Oh, my God. You went down.
You got knocked the f*** out.
I am going to treasure this video. This is the best. I got to watch it again. He's in the corner. He's trying to push him away, and he's taking pictures. It gets right next to him, and an elbow just flies right into his face.
Rick, I owe you an apology today. When you said you got hit, I'm like, oh.
No.
Look at, you know, Rick.
This is great.
Trying to get on the show or something. You took a sick shot. Look at that. That's a sick shot.
Funniest video ever.
Telling you, dude, I didn't go to sleep till almost 2 o'clock because I was afraid to go to sleep. I thought I had a concussion.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
That's great.
Steve, a lot of people downloading the blind boxing clips?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I was up until about 1:30 making those. I wanted to make sure that I got every painful little detail, including Rick getting knocked down.
So you got a shot of me getting it in the nut?
Yes, yep. I do.
I'm going to check that one out right now, too.
All right.
Wow,
pretty
great job,
clip,
Steve.
But,
how many clips you got up?
Jeez, a dozen easily.
He's got the clip of the two of them standing parallel to each other, too.
That's great. Hold on, Steven.
I'm sorry.
I turned you off. Go.
I got close-up video of Matt taking both of his eyes out.
Oh.
And, yeah, just great clips, long clips of entire segments of those rounds where they're parallel with each other and roaming around until they finally bump into each other and start going at it.
Nice.
It's a really, really cool video.
Go to foundrymusic.com, FOUNDRY music.com. Foundrymusic.com. Great clips from blind boxing. I think we have an audio clip, Ant, as we go to break.
Oh, right? Really?
Yeah. Oh, and when we get back, this will be fun for the New York audience especially. We're, you know, we're being syndicated in a lot of cities, and the newspaper articles are starting to come in.
Yeah.
We have a little article from a Columbus paper.
It's funny. Oh, we do?
It's funny what they think the show is all about and stuff.
Oh, they don't really have a line on it yet?
Nah, not really. We'll read it next from, it's called The Other Paper in Columbus, Ohio.
Not only that, a lot of calls coming in now. I knew this was a serious problem. The bitch boobs. A lot of guys now calling up that want to get rid of them.
They do realize they're going to have to, you know, get shots taken, and the audience is going to, you know, ridicule them pretty good.
Yeah, we have to have the before shots.
Do you guys want to do the bitch boob?
Yeah,
I think that would be great.
Man boob. Man boob.
Well, our new client will give a free procedure.
It's called the bro, Jerry.
You guys want to do it next week? All right, we'll figure it all out.
Yeah, stay on the line. We'll get to you. We'll take a couple of calls from them, see what their pain is all about.
All right, a little audio from blind boxing from yesterday.
All right, ready for blind boxing. When you guys hear the bell, we'll start. I can't believe this. Here we go. They're facing each other in the corner. And let's get ready to blind rumble. There they go. Oh, my God, they're right in front of each other, and they don't know it. They have no clue where each other is. Someone's going to get...
Oh, okay. Okay, all right.
Here they go.
Wait. Hold on.
Hold on.
hold on.
Oh, my God. Matt knocked down Dave.
Matt knocked down Dave. Dave
went
down hard.
I'm not sure if it was a push. I'm not sure if it was a push.
All right, hold on.
Hold Dave. On. Back to neutral corners.
Dave, how are you feeling?
That hurt.
What did you learn on the show today?
Really not too much there. Not anything useful, anyway.
What did you learn on the show today?
I learned absolutely nothing. I actually lost brain cells.
What did you learn on the show today?
What I learned today, this bit still sucks.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
This is the Opie and Anthony Show. 877-692-1027. What's wrong, Ed?
Somebody doesn't get it. Those guys, I love the show, and I don't mean to be a prick, but according to this ratings thing I'm looking at, K-Rock kicked your ass. Now, he's looking at the station ratings. We don't care about the rest of the station. We're just talking about from 3 to 7 when it's Opie and Anthony's shift.
K-Rock didn't even come close to us in
the
afternoon.
So, I mean,
they're an embarrassment. They have a classic rock station in New York beating them.
That's why we get...
You know how embarrassing it is to have a radio station that plays Lynyrd Skynyrd over and over again beating your station when you're supposed to be playing Stained and all this cool stuff?
Please.
You got a station beating you that plays Jethro Tull.
Yeah, you're looking at an overall station number.
Yeah, K-Rock in New York, they're supposed to be the hip, cool, young rock station.
Right.
They're getting beat by a classic rock station.
Ouch.
They have Howard in the morning. You take Howard's numbers away, and they're
a
complete embarrassment to this radio industry. Complete embarrassment. There's a station that does Two for Tuesdays beating them.
Two for Tuesdays.
Who the hell is buying the Two for Tuesday concept still?
Twofers.
All day Tuesday.
All day long. That's what you're getting beat by
the rest of the day when Howard goes off the air.
God, that does suck, man. Oof.
Man, I got great hearing. I just heard a gold record smash against the wall.
You could hear all the way from a couple of blocks down?
Yep. Hey, I want to say hi to everyone that was at the Stain show last night. We had a great time.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Guys playing an acoustic set. Mark from Philly, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Hey, man.
Hey, I just wanted to say that at first, I hate you guys. I turn on the radio because I drive around all day at my job. I was like, who are these two goofballs trying to steal a show from the big guy? You know, but, you know, lately, I'm trying to say, why even call him the big guy? Yeah.
Nah, we do our own thing. You'll learn that eventually.
Yeah.
It takes time, and we understand that.
But I just want to say, the sound is so much, it's fresh. It's so fresh, you know. You listen to Howard, and you can hear the dust blowing Robin and all them.
Mark, he's still kicking ass. His ratings were great here in New York. Great.
Yeah, but he's getting old.
The rest of the station, though, after Howard goes off the air, is a complete wasteland. That's what I'm getting at today.
Exactly.
What an embarrassment.
It's time to join the show, you know what I'm saying?
You call yourself a PD, you can't even program the station after Howard gets off the air. And then you take credit for it when the station, you know, looks good in the overall ratings because you factor in Howard's numbers.
Howard's numbers, absolutely.
But the rest of the day, you're getting beat by a classic rock station.
Hey, it's some Deep Purple.
They do block party weekends and Two for Tuesdays.
People can't get enough of it, Opie.
Can't get enough of the Billy Joel.
Yeah.
You're getting beat by a station that plays Billy Joel.
You want to hear Kansas for the 18 billionth time? I guess people do.
Wow, was that another goal record I just heard hit the wall? We have a mic over there. Let's. Ouch. Langry.
You really should never, ever, ever get beat by a classic rock station. Ever.
Play me some Skynyrd, man.
Shorty. Classic rock station. You know, we love the guy, but he has one lung.
Oh,
you're getting beat by a guy that has one lung. How does that feel?
The legendary Scott Mealy.
I heard him the other day. He was playing the U2 song from the Tomb Raider soundtrack there.
Elevation, yeah.
Elevation. And he goes, this is U2 from to Tomb Raider.
Like, he didn't even, it's like not even from the Tomb Raider movie sound. He goes, from the Tomb Raider.
The Tomb Raider.
It was so bad.
Guy's a legend, though. He was basically on the tarmac when the Beatles landed.
He kicks ass for that hour he's on.
Hell yeah.
Swear to God.
Well, the ratings are showing it.
All right.
Can't even compete with the guy with one lung that does a one-hour show.
And half of it is taken up with his Beatle block at the beginning.
Right.
I play three Beatles songs at the beginning of my show.
His one-hour show.
The last one. We're done. He does one-hour show. That's it. An hour.
JD, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Anybody check on Blind Dave?
From yesterday's
Blind Boxing?
He was
pretty hammered when he left yesterday.
He drank most of the bottle of JD.
Yeah.
Hey, Blind Dave. Go ahead. Go.
You could hear him as the show was progressing, getting drunker and drunker and drunker. The man was toasted.
Yeah. Well, I think that's why he was falling down every round. But, hey, Blind Dave is checking in, JD. You got great timing.
All right. Good deal. Listen, can I send you guys a cleaning bill?
For what?
I got a $1,200 Brooks Brothers suit that I stained yesterday during your teenage fake orgasm. Good to play.
That was awesome.
Mean girl.
You guys suck. I'll talk to you later.
All right, man. Let's say hi to the star of the show yesterday, Blind Dave. Dave.
What's up, guys?
How you feeling?
Well, I'm going to divulge some information only because I'm afraid people might call you and tell you about it.
All right.
I had a job interview kind of thing this morning, and the lady made me go to the hospital.
Why?
I've got four cracked ribs.
Stop it.
I'm dead serious, man. And
you do not
they
have...
Just,
you,
they just gave me morphine, dude.
Where are you right now?
I just got home. I got a bruised spleen.
Stop it.
I'm dead serious because the guy told me if I start feeling sharp abdominal pains, he goes, come back. And I said, well, what? In here? And he goes, no, call 911. He goes, because that's your spleen burst and you'll die.
Oh, come on.
I'm dead friggin' serious, dude.
Oh.
So I got black and blue all over the one part of my ribs the dude kept getting me. So, but you guys got a lot of fans at Stanford Hospital in Connecticut there.
Dave, you're unbelievable, man.
People were coming up to me going, that's the guy.
That's the guy.
And they were pulling up pictures. The doctor, while they were waiting for x-rays, goes, I'm looking to see if I could see where he was connecting, if it's where you're bruised.
Oh, my God.
So don't feel bad about your guys, your nads and that. But if I die, think of the publicity, man.
No. You're not going to die.
No.
No, I hope not, but...
You really have four cracked ribs?
Yeah, and a bruised, they said my kidney's bruised, too.
What?
And they,
that was probably from trying to filter out that much Jack Daniels.
Yeah, and probably next time I come, if I'm ever on the show, I think I'll stay on the wagon next time. But if I croak, I want it on my stone that he may be stupid, but he didn't puss out.
You're going to be fine, Dave.
You ain't croaking.
No.
We're going to have you.
I'm just sore as hell, man. I can't move, man.
You're in a fight.
Yo, I got to give it to the dude, man. That dude, he got me good, man.
Yeah, that was Blind Matt.
But I didn't, you know, if I called it, that would have been, you know, I was like, nope, I got to go.
Wow. Oh, my God. Dave, this is horrible news today.
Well, you know, hey, man, I still had a good time. I'll remember it for about a month.
But wait, they gave you a shot of morphine, though?
Well, they were taking blood, and then they put saline through the hose, and they gave me morphine through the hose. I'm a little out of it.
Do they tape up your ribs?
No, they don't do that, they said.
How'd you drive home if you were on morphine?
I told them I'll drive as careful as I can be, you know.
Oh, my God.
But, wow. And then I just heard, I didn't even know I punched my friend in the head there.
Yeah, you knocked the beer right out of his hand after you hit him in the head.
I told Rick, my elbow don't hurt, man, but I got a big bruise on my forearm. So I think I forearmed him, but I guess you guys could see it. I can't, you know.
You know, I'm not going to complain about getting, you know, the punch to the nut anymore.
Yeah.
And Rick was scared to go to sleep last night because you knocked him the F out practically. There's a clip on...
I didn't mean to, you know.
This isn't going to do you any good, Dave, but there's a clip on FoundryMusic.com where you swing your elbow around and you clocked Rick right across the chin.
Oh, man, I didn't mean to do that, you know.
And Rick goes down like that, camera and all, boom.
Oh, man, I'm, you know...
No, that's cool.
Well, please, it looks like
you got
them.
If I could have hit the dude, my other buddy called me, he said on the thing, he goes, the dude was crouched. He goes, the only shot you were getting, he said, you used your height against you. He goes, and the only shot you were going to get was the top of his head.
Right, you didn't even know he was crouched because, well, you're blind, and you didn't know to go in with maybe an uppercut or something and try to get him in the face.
Yeah, and I didn't know not to drink 8 shooters of Jack Daniels and then down most of a bottle.
Yeah, you were drinking like a fish yesterday, man, I got to tell you.
I've been on the wagon a long time, man. I was, hey, you know.
Right.
But I had a blast,
look
man.
Look at the influence we have on a blind guy. He jumps off the wagon. He's got 4 broken ribs, a bruised spleen, and a bruised kidney.
Just from hanging out on this show for a day.
Yeah, that's what these people in the hospital were like, why did you do this?
And I was like,
why did you do this? I was like, hey, man, I wanted to get on the radio.
Yeah, well, you're... Oh. You've been on the radio a lot with us. You're a funny guy.
Thanks. Hey, man, I'm sorry if I was a little jerky, you know, being an obnoxious drunk there, man.
No, you were great yesterday.
That was fun.
I had a blast, and you guys were really cool, man.
Could you check in with us on Monday? I want to make sure everything's all right with you.
Yeah.
All right.
If I croak, I'll come from the grave and give you my exclusive...
No.
The first afterlife interview.
All right.
There'll be no dying.
No dying on the Opie and Anthony show, ever.
I hope not, but, you know, I'm just adamant from the friggin' morphine.
All right, man. Well, call back a little later on. How's that?
All right, man.
All right.
All right, thanks.
There he goes, Blind Dave.
Bye.
It's legit. Oh. You just got a call too, Rick?
Well, I was talking to him off air beforehand, and I was just like, dude, you okay? And... Because I tried to reach him earlier, he wasn't home. It explains it. He was at the hospital. And he's just like, dude, I just got a nice shot of morphine, and they gave me more to take home. And then he explained to me everything.
God.
I'm like, oh, wow.
Poor guy.
You want to hear another clip from blind boxing?
Yeah, let's see.
Maybe this is one of the punches that broke a rib or cracked a rib.
Oh, all right, are we ready? Let's resume the round.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
A little over a minute left in the round.
There they go. They're looking at each other.
Oh! Matt connected with... Dave connected with
Dave
the right.
Dave is now swinging. Oh, wow. All right, they got him.
All right, they're swinging like crazy. This has gotten really real.
They're in a clinch now. Fight. All right. Okay. All right, they're out of the ring.
All right, they're out of the ring. They're out of the ring.
Break.
Hold on. Okay, hold on.
Oh, my God. Right. These two are out for blood.
All right, hold on. Rick is down.
Rick got punched in the face.
Okay, a lot of people got punched in the face.
Rick got punched in the face trying to break him up.
Hold on. Talk to Dave.
What's he talking about?
Talk to Dave. Dave, what's going on? Dave.
I just got body blowed. My ribs are killing me, man.
Oh, no. You know, I have to admit, when he said that yesterday, I'm like, oh, come on. You know what I mean?
What, like, oh, it couldn't be that bad?
Right. And now we find out it was that bad. Because after the fight, he kept saying, dude, I'm not kidding. My ribs really hurt. Really hurt. Well, now he's got 4 cracked ribs from yesterday's fight.
Well, we asked him, do you want to continue? He was like, yeah, I'm not pussying out.
And you know what? No one picked up on the fact that these guys couldn't see. And let me explain.
Mm-hmm.
We had them fight to a point, and then when someone fell down, we had to break up the fight. Because we didn't want anyone to get really, really hurt.
Yeah.
So... to a blind guy, when you're pulling him away from somebody else, you're not sure if that's the guy you're fighting.
Yeah.
So every time we try to break and we had people trying to separate them, both guys just assume that's the other guy, that they're fighting, and they started swinging punching like crazy.
And sometimes kicking.
And kicking and whatever it took.
Dave was on
throwing
his back.
Throwing elbows.
And he fell down on his back, and people were trying to get him up, and he threw a kick and almost clocked Steve.
Right.
Who had the video camera.
Andy, what's going on?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey.
Hey, listen, I just want to let you guys know, everybody down here in PA near Philly loves Dave, dude.
Yeah, Blind Dave's a hero.
That guy rules.
Yeah, he's a hero.
Just think, if he does die, like, imagine 5 cities at his funeral.
No, man.
You know?
Just stop. All right, Andy.
All right, guys, take it easy. You suck.
All right. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, you're next on the Opie and Anthony Show. What's up?
Hey, man.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Good.
I'm from Philly, but I've been living at Hofstra for the last 4 years. I just graduated from there, so I've been listening to you guys for a couple years already.
Oh, cool.
And all my buddies down in Philly already listen to the show like crazy. I got them all on to you guys. So they listen to Howard in the morning. They listen to you guys in the afternoon. We got nobody listening to the classic rock station down there.
Good.
You know, they got Block Party Weekends down there. They got 2 for 2 days down there. It's a Block Party Weekend, you know?
You should never be beat by a classic rock station. I don't care what city you're in. It's an embarrassment.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I did radio at Hofstra on WRH. Oh, I shouldn't mention the name of the station.
That's all right. It don't matter.
Yeah. Well, yeah, all right. We're not in competition or anything. But, you know, we had a classic rock show there. And even on the non-commercial station, the classic rock show is the one that doesn't have any listeners. You know?
Hey, Jeff, is Eric Euler still there?
No, not that I know of.
He was a guy that was in charge of the station over there. Well, I had my band together. We used to go over there and do some interviews for the 5 people that listened. And
yeah,
it was always a lot of fun.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you always got like a couple guys that call in. Yeah, but everybody down there in Philly is digging the show a lot, guys. We're glad you're down there.
Right on.
Cool, man.
Thanks, Jeff.
Take care, guys.
Bye. Juice!
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
Uh-oh.
Yo.
What's up, Juice?
I found the one phrase that isn't sexy with the word teen in front of it.
What?
Teen man boobs.
Teen man boobs.
Teen man boobs.
You know, I think you hit it. Yes. You know, we threw this this bitch boob thing out there, and it seems like people want to do the contest.
It seems to me to be a painful thing for a lot of guys.
Dude, it is.
Do you have them, sir?
I have them.
How big are they, would you say?
I could win a wet t-shirt contest.
Really?
And I am a teen.
What's your cup
size?
Wait,
how old are you?
16.
You sound 16. Like you're like 27 years old.
I don't know. That's just my voice.
How many kids you got?
None. Oh, ring the bell. Ring the bell. Come on.
Inappropriate. Bro.
I'm sorry. Juice, you want in on the contest?
Yeah.
All right, we got to call the doctor up and see if he'll give away the free procedure.
Will your grandma sign a release?
I think my mother will sign a release.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I just assumed. Why did I assume you lived with your grandma?
You idiot. No, the moms.
Ring the bell. Let's go, boys.
The moms are in the picture usually, eh?
Yeah, right. Moms.
Okay,
the moms.
Your moms?
Yeah. He's
my father lives with me, buddies.
Wow.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And look at us just assuming you're black. We're insane.
I am black, you retard.
Your father lives there. You're like the Beaver Cleaver house of the black community.
Well, I'm Haitian. I don't count.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Haitian guy. You Haitians are scary, man.
We are?
Why? I don't know. Haitians, I don't know, man.
Scary. Oh, my God.
I'm going to break the bell.
Juice, we're going to have the contest, so stay on the line, okay?
All right.
There goes Juice.
Poor guy. He's got the bitch boobs. That's terrible for a man to have to live with, especially at that young age.
Where's my card? You want to call the guy and see if he'll do the boob contest? Because we'll start up next week.
That would be good, man.
Here's his number, Rick. We just talked to him. There's no cell phone here, but I don't know. Call his office. Maybe they'll be able to get a hold of him.
Maybe they could page him or something.
He might even be upstairs still.
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, I'll give away a free procedure. I'm thinking to myself, he doesn't know who he's talking to, because we'll take him up on that in a second.
Of course we will.
Now, Juice brings up a good point. He's on hold. He doesn't want his face in the picture. I think a lot more guys would come forward if their faces weren't in the picture.
This is totally different than any of the contests we do with the ladies, like the best the moms you want to F, best boob contest, best ass, where if your face was in the picture, it was a good thing. You know what I mean? Because the guys want to see the whole picture. But for this, I think it doesn't matter. I think it's going to be very clinical. Guys don't care if they're looking at the other guy's face. I don't think ladies care if the guy's sporting some boobs.
Right. Carl.
Hey, Carl.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Well.
You got the bitch boobs?
Oh, yeah, man.
God, that's
hard. I got them.
How bad?
Pretty big.
Are you a fat guy or?
Somewhat. I mean.
Somewhat. Because I think the guys that have the best chance of getting the procedure done if they win is a guy that's a little skinnier that has them. That's, like, awful. If you're just fat, maybe you could work them off.
I've tried. It's not working.
Really?
All right, well, yeah. You could be in on the contest. It'll be up to the listeners to decide who.
Hey, man, I'm coming from
boob.
Philly. I'm willing to take a day off and drive all the way up there.
All right, cool.
And I'm bringing beer for present.
Nice.
Beer! We love
I'll
beer.
I'll bring Jaeger.
Oh, we got plenty of Jaeger.
Well, we could always dump the Jaeger into the Jaeger machine.
The Jaeger machine, man.
All right, Carl, hold on.
Okay.
Now they're calling like crazy, so I think we're going to have to do this. And we should start it up next week. All right?
All right. Crippling for a man.
So, Anthony, we made the Columbus paper.
Yeah?
I'm hearing reports that this paper is pretty lame, though.
Really?
It's called The Other Paper.
The Other Paper. All right.
Raunch on the ride home.
What are they talking about, Opie? Raunch on the ride home.
The picture of us. Remember when they sent us some... We love when the new city sent us, like, jerseys and stuff from their city.
Because we wear them like we're sincere.
Yeah, we put them on and take pictures and stuff. They got a picture of us.
Yeah.
Wearing the jerseys from Columbus. And it says under the picture, at least the jerseys are clean.
Oh! You got us with that one.
And then it says the Big Wazoo's new shock jocks, Anthony and Opie.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, this is what they think of our show in Columbus so far.
All right.
Well, this reporter. Raunch on the ride home. You're flipping through the FM dial when something gives you pause. Surely I misheard that, you think? I couldn't possibly have just heard a gay man.
Yes, you did.
And you certainly didn't hear him then complain about the act, did you? If you were listening to the Big Wazoo the afternoon of July 4th, you did indeed hear that. If you've been wondering where all the raunch has gone, wonder no more. It's gone to the Big Wazoo. All of it. Every gooey drop of radio raunch has oozed to the end of the dial during the afternoon drive. The syndicated Opie and Anthony show has come up port on breast. A wiffle ball bat. Yep, that sounds about right. These are some of the bits we've picked up on so far. Wow, or Whip 'em Out Wednesday. Women are apparently encouraged to bare their breasts for radio listeners. That's right.
Yeah.
The wow in the back of your car, right out wow in the back of your car. And the ladies, if they're a fan of the show and feel like it, they will flash you. And it does happen single day here in New York. FU Fridays, callers can leave a voicemail message for someone who has irked them. Don't make us spell it out for you. The MILF contest. Yes, it's the moms I'd like to F. Well, you get the idea. And then he writes, the Stinky Cam. It's been offline, so we're not sure about this one, but Stinky appears to be an actual person.
They don't get...
Yeah,
yeah, Stinky gets a mention.
Stinky mentioned.
Stinky.
I am real.
They probably think that there's a camera on Stinky. You know what I mean?
You want this for your scrapbook?
Yeah, great.
That's a great line, especially for everyone here in New York. Stinky the Stinky Cam. It's been offline, so we're not sure about this one, but Stinky appears to be an actual person. He's the guy that answers the phones, man.
Nice.
Stinky. And what's up with the Stinky Cam?
I don't know. Any update on that? I know Scott was looking for new software.
They're getting new software for it, yeah.
Well, how long is this going to take? Because a lot of people disappointed. We've had a lot of action
here. Well, we are upgrading the studio with new stuff, so hopefully it'll be included.
I want a timeline on when we could have the big launch of the brand new Stinky Cam, and we got to have something good on the camera. I want something. I need a date here. I got to know when we're going to have it. I'm throwing my weight around.
You're going to crack.
Oh, look at everyone running around jumping.
Get a title. We'll listen.
Yeah, right? They're dumping out left and right?
No, I don't know. I already checked.
All right, good.
I don't know.
What were they dumping out of? There's nothing here.
They dumped out of the name of the bits in the article.
No, they didn't, right?
No, I just checked.
No dumps, right?
There's so many people that are saying that. I guess I don't know what happened there.
Huh?
Maybe it's a different market?
No.
No, I'm looking at... I'm getting too many of these for it not to have happened or something to have happened.
Hank.
Yo, man, it started getting all choppy while you were reading through, like they dumped out.
And what part did they dump out of?
You were talking about... it was just before the MILF contest.
FU Fridays, callers can leave a voicemail message of someone who has irked them. Don't make us spell it out for you. Why would they dump out of that?
It wasn't that section. I'll tell you the truth. It just started getting all choppy. It made no sense, and I went, son of a bitch.
Did they punch out of the oral line?
Yeah, you know what? I think it was in the oral area.
The oral sex?
You could say that.
Who's on the button today?
Rosen.
Rosen?
Keith the cop.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
Yeah, they dumped out four times out of the whole article.
What did they dump out of?
You couldn't even understand what the hell you were saying.
Oh, my dear sweet Christ. What the?
They're dumping out of oral sex. I just figured it out. Why are they dumping out of oral sex? You could say oral sex as long as you're not descriptive about it.
If you're reading an article in a newspaper, you could pretty much read it verbatim.
Yeah. Dan from Hoboken said so, too, so that's definite.
It's a newspaper article.
All right, Bells. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Okay. Now, this whole thing didn't make any sense. What do they dump out of?
The way you phrased it.
You read it verbatim? I mean, though it's okay for print on the air, you can't say it like that.
Say what?
Yes, you can.
Say what?
They're saying no, you can't.
Say what?
A woman.
You can say that.
You can totally
you
say that.
You can absolutely say that.
I will take them to task on that. You could say that.
Especially when it's in the paper.
You could say that.
Oh, my.
That just got dumped.
Why did
they
dump
that? Oh, my God.
Because it's too graphic. According to them, it's too graphic.
Well, you know what? The last 5 minutes of our radio show is a complete waste of time because they have decided that we can't say that. That's insane. You got to tell us ahead of time, then we won't read the article. We'll do something else. Oh, God. Don't mess with our show. Don't mess with our show. Don't mess with our show. You're allowed to say that. You're allowed to say that. You're allowed to say that. I'm going to read it again now. Hey, Rick.
Where's Rick?
Ask them how they want me to phrase that. I'm totally serious because I want to read this article from Columbus.
I know what they're
going to
say.
What?
I know what they're going to say. They're going to say probably the way we worded it when it happened was eat the peach.
Oh, my God.
All right, fine. I'll try it that way. And if they dump out, I'm walking down the hall and I'm going to hit someone over the head with a mallet.
What are you, a clown?
The Gallagher mallet. Yeesh. Either that or I'm going to take out that whole wall over there.
That I would believe.
Hey, Anthony, there's this paper in Columbus, Ohio called The Other Paper, and they wrote an article about us.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, Rick.
It's so stupid.
What?
Okay, you can say it up to a certain point. You just can't say the word sex. But you can say the word that starts with O.
Leave.
What? That is so. Who's on the button? And is Jeremy there?
Rosen. Jeremy's not down there.
That's ridiculous. Should be able to read this.
That's what he said. He said he was told you can't say those two words back to back.
Yeah, but not.
You can't
say it if there's two people in this studio doing it. We would never say it. But when you're reading an article that includes it, absolutely.
You could totally say that. This guy's impressions of what was going on in this program, regardless of if he was right or wrong about it.
Yeah, this is no record of what went on. This isn't a transcript
of our show, jack off.
This is what the guy thought he heard.
Right.
Fact is, we never said oral blank.
What's an oral blank? Oof.
All right, Anthony, so I'm going to read this article now.
All right.
The title reads, Raunch on the Ride Home. If they dump out.
Oh, boy.
You're flipping through the FM dial when something gives you pause. Surely I misheard that, you think? I couldn't possibly have just heard a gay man attempting to win NSYNC tickets by performing peach eating on a woman. Did that work?
You can't say oral peach eating.
Does that work? Do they dump out, John? Are we allowed to say peach eating on a woman, or is that give it away? Maybe the peach is just laying on her tummy. We don't know where the peach is.
Where's the peach? That's okay.
the all peach, right. peach eating on a woman, and you certainly didn't hear him then. I'm so freaking pissed now. And you certainly didn't hear him then complain about the act, did you? Mm-hmm. If you were listening to the Big Wazoo the afternoon of July 4th, you did indeed. If you've been wondering where all the raunch has gone, wonder no more. It's gone to the Big Wazoo. All of it. Every gooey drop of radio raunch has oozed to the end of the dial during the afternoon drive. The syndicated Opie and Anthony show has come to Columbus. Let's see. Breast contests. Uh-oh. Peach eating. Midgets. Stuff poured on breasts. A wiffle ball bat. Yep, that sounds about right. That's some of the bits we picked up on so far. You got a ruling what?
Got a ruling from Jeremy.
I will completely challenge him on this one. Because it's not... Go ahead.
He says because it's in print, it comes from a quote-unquote credible source, as we are not considered a credible source to say that phrase.
This isn't a credible source.
Yes,
it's a little tiny little rag paper in Columbus. This guy has no credibility whatsoever.
We are not describing an act that is going on right now. We're not doing... I don't see how this works. We are reading an article.
And he said you can say perform oral, you just can't finish it with that the word that starts with S.
I got a challenge on this one. We're going to talk to the lawyers Monday because that is so wrong.
Do you know that was being said on radio and everywhere else when President Clinton was having it done to him in the White House? Every effing day you heard that word, the two words put together. You heard it every single day on radio, on television, everywhere. Everyone was saying it. So what's the difference?
Oh, yeah? Allowed to say it.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if you can say that.
You're allowed to say it.
I've heard it plenty of times.
You are allowed to say that.
And it's in absolutely no context right there when you said it.
You're allowed to say it that way.
Right.
All right, and moving on. So those are some of the bits we picked up on so far.
So oh, what, they dumped it?
They just dumped it.
You can't say that.
You're allowed to say that. You're allowed to say that. You
Holy
just can't describe it.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
You
are allowed to say it. It depends on what context you're using it in. There are certain words you can't say. That is not one of them.
Yeesh. All right, it goes on to say, wow, or Whip 'Em Out Wednesdays, women are apparently encouraged to bare their breasts for radio listeners. Yes, you write wow in the back of your car, and the female fans of the show will
right,
whip them out when they see that when they're driving next to you on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
Place sucks the energy out of you, I swear to God. It's hard enough to try to put on a radio show for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And then you have tools that completely don't understand the rules of broadcasting that will effing screw with you to the point where you're doing stuff on the radio that makes no sense to no one because they dump out of so much crap. Because mm-hmm. every time they dump, we're losing 4 seconds. 4 seconds is a long time. A few Fridays, callers can leave a voicemail message for someone who has hurt them. Don't make us spell it out for you. The MILF contest. Yes, it's the moms I'd like to F. Well, you get the idea. The Stinky Cam, it's been offline, so we're not sure about this one, but Stinky appears to be an actual person.
Yeah, great.
All this and more airing about the same time you picked Junior up from daycare.
Oh, please.
That old gag. But why wait till the drive home to immerse yourself in a 10th grader's fantasy world? You won't even need to use your imagination. ONA's website has photos.
Yeah.
Oh. Brian Regan is here, Anthony.
Thank God. Somebody that doesn't use any language that would be dumped out of. The guy's squeaky clean. Squeaky clean. Loves everyone. Doesn't have a bad word to say about anybody.
And you know what I've heard, Ant?
What?
Brian Regan?
Yeah.
What? You can't say that?
I probably not. At
Why
least not,
not
today.
Why?
I know you could. I know you could say it.
Here, let's play this last clip from Blind Boxing, and we'll talk to Brian Regan next. It's the Opie and Anthony show. Don't worry, we'll get the energy right back up. We have to. This is our survival. Blind Boxing.
Let's go. There they go. They're back in. Oh, right. Running in.
Oh! All right, hold on.
Hold on.
No,
he's still going.
Okay, they're
going
to fight their way out of it.
Still going.
They're fighting.
Fighting out of it. Wow. Oh, wow. Wow. The
break.
All right, they were out of the ring.
Holy.
Wow. What a flurry of blows that was.
All right, listen, I just got
Blind
punched.
Blind Dave, working the body.
I just got punched in the nut.
Oh, God. Opie got punched in the sack.
Opie. And Anthony. I'm a mental case.
Yeah.
Hour by Opie and Anthony. Owned by Infinity Broadcasting. This is 1027 WNEW. New York.
You know you're semi-good looking in all the streets again.
Our next guest is a very funny comedian. Please welcome back to the program, Brian Regan.
Oh, look at that.
Wow.
He didn't even hear it. He didn't have his headphones on. Now I got to play it again for him.
Our next guest is a very funny comedian. Please welcome back to the program, Brian Regan.
Dance, comedy music for the funny guy coming out. We're back with the Opie and Anthony Show, 877-692-1027. In the studio, one of our favorite guests, one of our favorite comedians, Brian Regan. Yes.
Thank you.
He was on Letterman recently and killed once again.
Oh, yeah. Gotta love Brian Regan. Everyone does. And he loves everybody.
I do love everyone. We were trying to explain to Brian about Annoying Laugh Anthony. You want to explain that, Ant?
In the right way.
This guy Anthony that you're seated next to over here, I don't know what he does for what limo company. I don't know. I guess he's in charge of
Vital
Limousine.
Yeah,
Anthony,
Vital Transportation.
I do have to give him a plug. 1-800-GO-VITAL.
Thank you.
Because he brought the blind boxers here yesterday.
I appreciate it.
Oh yes, Brian. We had blind guys beating each other up yesterday on our radio.
Oh my God, it was really sad to watch. I thank God it's radio. So that the people weren't actually able to see it, but they have been looking at the video clips, and it's...
Is it like blind golf, you know, where like a guy will help you line up a putt?
It was.
There's a guy like line you up and go, all right, his nose is right here.
They were pointing them at each other.
Yeah.
Like people were pointing them and go, okay, go.
Like soccer boppers.
Right.
Soccer boppers. Soccer boppers are here. That was the ad. Like he'd been waiting for them for 3 years. Soccer boppers are here. They're here. Where have they been?
So we'd ring the bell for the round, and they would come out from their corners, but they obviously can't see each other, and they would walk right by each other.
But they got the boxing stance. You know how when you're boxing, you got to kind of weave back and forth and throw that jab and
stuff?
They were doing that to thin air while they were standing back to back with each other.
At one point, the one guy was facing the other guy's back.
Yeah, they were walking in single file down the ring.
Like they're getting ready to do a feud. They got to like pace off
right.
And then turn around and shoot each other.
They're all stealthy, though. It was great.
So, Annoying Laugh Anthony brought the boxers down to the studio yesterday.
So you brought them down?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I actually set them in the van so they could watch TV, and I forgot that they were blind.
Oh, man.
Look, wow.
True story, I swear.
Now, he will say stuff that will come out of left field. We don't know where this comes from. We'll be in the middle of talking about, you know, hey, Brian, very funny on Letterman. He will just come out and say, like, hey, did you see the blue thing on the 57th today? And you'd be like, what? What blue thing? No, No, there was a blue thing. And then we look at him and go, you jerk, we're talking about something. No, don't get mad. It was a blue thing that I saw and I thought
it was blue.
And it takes you out of the conversation. Just,
yeah.
Oh. And you also notice, Brian, that he's the biggest brown noser you'll ever meet.
Yeah, he is.
He can't come in here without bringing a gift every single time.
Look at that.
But it's not done out of real sincerity. It's just done to kiss ass.
That's
a little
not
bit.
True. You know that. Don't do that.
You're the only one that brings a
gift. Don't you do that. Don't you. I got no place else to go. I got no place else to go.
You know that's not true. You have never showed up here without bringing something.
Yes, I have. I've been here before. You deserve it. Every time you do well in the ratings, we give you some champagne.
And notice, last time he came in with Bob's champagne,
right.
And we were all pissed off. He had like, hey, try Bob's champagne.
He's kicked it up a notch.
And now, because
we bitched and complained,
he brings a bottle of Dom.
So my budget is getting... come in here.
We were still drinking out of paper cups, though.
It says Dom right over Bob's champagne.
Yeah, it was that label
out with a magic marker. You misspelled Dom. What in the world?
Yeah. I like the defense, though. That's not true. That's the kind of defense attorney you'd want, like if you were ever, my client, that's not true. That's not true.
That's what they said.
I rest my case.
Because it's not true.
Say something. You're like that. You're like the defendant. Say something. That's not true. Don't say that.
They're more seasoned than I am. I can't talk that well over here.
Don't you say that.
If you can't talk, then why are you putting headphones on and sitting
like
in front of a microphone?
You know that. I sit back.
And you'll notice anything remotely funny, he will break out in a laugh that is so completely annoying. It completely ruins any funny moment that just happened.
He has one of those sitcom laughs. You know when you're watching a sitcom, right. And there's always that one guy that...
The cam laugh, and you hear that whole, like the rumble, but then in the back there's... He's the guy, the tail-off laugh of the cam laughter.
Big money in that, being the tail-off laugher.
The tail-off laugher. You're better than just the other cam laugh people.
Making the rounds of all the audiences out in the TV tapings, you know?
Can it stop?
The tail off laugh. You got a gig, man.
Yeah, it's cool.
Now, where's the cups there, Ann?
I just walked in with the champagne. Yeah.
Get the cups. Yeah. Go grab some paper cups.
Can't you see Brian needs a drink?
No, I'm cool, man.
I love that.
I'm all right.
You got to bring me anything.
See, people need to know Brian Regan, the nicest guy you will ever meet in life. Will never say anything bad about anyone. So we had to explain to him that within 10 minutes you will dislike that guy, but you won't say a word.
Well, so far everything is cool. Guy brought in some champagne, and you know.
Oh, he'll annoy the hell out of you, and you'll just go like, "He's a colorful character. He's quite the colorful character.
He's got his own take on things."
You
that's
can't
a, that's
lock
all,
him out.
All encompassing, you know, somebody's body.
You can say that about Charles Manson. He had his own take on things.
Well, why don't you ask him? What do you think of Charles Manson?
Well, you
Brian?
Know, I mean, the guy was wrong in his thinking. You know,
an independent thinker. He meant well.
I would say that what he did was inappropriate.
But he meant well, right? He just it just came across the wrong way.
You butcher a Barbie. Well, you know, as far as butchers go.
He had something to say, but he said it in a very bad way. You know.
Attila the Hun. Well, right. You know, as far as Huns go. Don't lock him out when he's bringing the cups. Yeah, we have to use him for a champagne at least.
Yeah.
Get him back in the studio.
Yeah, let him in just so he could pour the champagne.
Marion.
Yes.
Hi, what's up?
Hi.
Oh, you're not the retarded Marion, right?
No.
Thank God.
I was just on my way home, and I saw some guy with WOW stickers plastered on his car.
Yes.
All set to WOW him.
Yeah.
I pull up next to him, and he's bopping to Janet Jackson or something like that. He's not even listening to your show.
Oh, my God.
So I bet you decided not to whip him out.
Oh, hell no.
Good job. Good job.
Thank you.
I applaud that, Marion.
He doesn't deserve it.
No. All right, Marion. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
I had to apologize to Brian Regan again. We should tell
him. Why is that?
Well, people need to know where, you know, when Brian's around, we all go and see him because
right.
we have a lot of comedians in here and we don't see everybody. But with Brian, when he's in the area, we, you know, even if it's a hassle, we go and see him.
It's sure. very flattering.
So
man.
We've probably gone to, I don't know, 10 or 12 shows of Brian's over the last couple of years. I happen to be in Boston a couple months back.
What the hell are you
He's
saying?
He's already starting.
I want to go see him.
He's look, see, this is what he does.
I said I've never seen him. That's all I said. I was talking to myself.
But Opie's talking onto the listeners, and you're just
from the mic. I didn't think he would hear me.
Holy ass!
You wait. This is what he does.
He's one of these guys. He's one of these guys that doesn't fully understand that we're trying to do a radio show, and when we talk, he thinks we're talking to him.
He thinks this just like we're in a room and we're just talking amongst ourselves, and he can chime. Man. It should be like at one of those White House press conferences, you know, where like Bush is starting to say, you know, that's a good idea. I was thinking about the budget.
I think I would learn it after 2.5 years, too.
What do you got? 6 cups for that bottle of Dom? You didn't even get the big Magnum bottle. We're going to have rations like in the desert when they only have one canteen. What the hell?
And why are you bringing a champagne?
Did you not beat Mike and the Mad Dog in the ratings?
We've been beating them for years now.
That was easy.
Every time your ratings go up, I come in. What's the problem? You don't want me in now? Again?
Don't piss them off until I get my champagne.
The ratings. 2.5 years, the same crap. Stop. Don't do that. And I don't want to get. I got nowhere else to go. I got nowhere else to go. I got nothing else.
That is your clip, my friend. Yeah, that's him right there. Look.
Don't do
the big yellow one's the sun, right?
Oh, my God.
Thank you, man.
All right.
Passing the champagne
around. Take one and pass it down, huh? Sure. Oh, gee, I hope I don't get too tipsy on this. Woo! Woo!
Wow, look at that.
Party time.
We're doing shots of champagne. Thanks, Anthony.
It's very cool.
Anthony, you're the guy that brought the six-pack of Meisterbrow, put it in the cooler, and grabbed the Heineken?
Yes.
Yeah. Now he's doing like a toast.
Hey, to goodness.
There you go. To goodness. And all the goodness in it.
He probably doesn't know what the hell's going on.
That's great. So,
to spreading good cheer throughout the land.
So we see Brian all the time. Okay?
Sure.
I was away in Boston hanging out with, you know, Jay.
Sure.
And we're down near Faneuil Hall, and we always check to see, you know, who's playing at the Comedy Connection up there.
Lo and behold.
And Brian Regan's playing there. I'm like, oh, wow, cool. So we, you know, we paid, and we went to see him. And then after the show, I said, well, I'm here. I might as well say hi.
Sure.
And the look on his face, like, you are effing stalking me.
Like, hey, there's somebody here who wants to say hello. I'm like, okay, cool, you know. And then Opie walks back. I'm like, my gosh. What
just saw you in New York.
Yeah, because
it was great, though, man. It was like 4 or 5 days later, after he was in New York.
Yeah.
So the first words out of my mouth is like, Brian, I swear I'm not stalking you. I just happened to be in Boston. You were playing, and I just want to show you my love and, you know, check out the show.
But he actually said it like, hello, Brian.
No.
My name is Opie.
I don't remember it quite like that. But
did he say he wasn't stalking you when you found him in your clothes in your house?
Hey, Brian, these pants fit me, too. This is going to sound weird. You probably think I'm following you around.
Now, Brian, I brought the material for this weekend. Me and you will go over it. I brought my date with me. Wow. Brian.
King of comedy.
You ever see King of Comedy?
Nice. Oh,
when De Niro takes his girlfriend over to Jerry Lewis's house there.
I love that.
Jerry,
movie.
I got the work here that you promised we would work on. The material. Jerry. Oh, look. You look at him pulling a gag now, saying we're not supposed to be here. Jerry.
Get out of my house.
I think the cue cards that he was holding up for
Jerry to read.
I have a gun.
And he's kind of like, you know, move them along. Right,
pointed at my head. It's upside down. It's upside down. Turn it. You skipped one. You skipped.
Didn't I give you my Best of Jerry albums? My spot in line. My spot. I gave you my spot.
What a great sick movie that is. King of comedy.
And the Asian guy, the butler or whatever. I'm having a heart attack already.
Mr. Langford not here. Mr. Langford not here. Mr. Langford, he's here. He won't leave. I'm having a heart attack now.
Lexi wants in. Hey, Lexi, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Listen, I was arguing with Stinky on the other line there.
Yeah.
We came all the way down. When I was in Boston visiting some friends at MIT, I had them hooked on Brian Regan, like downloading all that crap off the internet. And when they came up to New York, we went to see him in Caroline's.
Oh, yeah. Great.
I had to sit on the hump all the way there, Brian.
Oh,
I should be able to come up and say hi to you today. I swear to God.
Right, there you go. On the hump in the back seat.
Yes, I was forced to.
Well, where are you? Where are
I'm
you?
In Westchester.
Well, Brian, I don't know if, how long Brian's going to be here.
That's well, where, I mean, Brian, no, you should stay till I get there. It takes about 35 minutes.
I'll wait as long as I can.
I'll wait. I don't care. I'll miss my show.
We have a little thing of champagne here for you.
Well, what time do you have to leave?
I'm not sure, but I've got two shows tonight out in New Jersey.
Yeah, so if you want to see Brian, I should tell the folks, Bananas and Hasbro Heights, two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow. These shows sell out, like, really fast, so you're going to want to call ahead for tickets. 201-727-1090, and we have that number here. It's Bananas, Hasbro Heights, tonight and tomorrow, two shows. It's
the Obi.
The hump thing. I had to sit
Obi,
on the hump.
Yeah, like, I am on my way, and I am not sitting on the hump this time.
All right, come on down.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
I think I know what she's talking about.
What's that?
What? You're like the Antichrist, the Otto and George, right? You don't curse and do anything like that.
Oh, my God. See what he says?
I said heck in a show about 3 weeks ago, and, you know.
What the heck? Stirred things up, right?
Yeah. Things got out of hand. Somebody picked up a chair.
Started a big brawl.
Who are you saying heck to? No, I work pretty clean, I guess. No,
You were talking about the hump.
Oh, well, I think she's talking about it. I used to sit on that when I was a kid because you got the three older brothers. The whole family, you have to call the seat.
Right.
You call the seat when you get in your car as a kid. You're going out on vacation, you know, and you get the shotgun, you know.
That's front seat, sure.
Shotgun, and then, but I had the three older brothers. I knew where I was going to sit, so I would just pretend like I wanted it. You know, I would, like, back seat in the middle with my feet on a hump. I called it. I got the hump. My parents were like, he's calling the hump, Walt. He shouldn't want the hump as long as they ain't fighting. Hump's good, right, Brian? Oh, the hump's good. You like the hump. I love the hump. I'm the hump boy. I'm riding the hump to Disney World. I don't know why you call anything anyway. You know, it's like my first day in school, I thought you're supposed to, like, call things, like, all the time, you know? And my first day in school, I was like, I call this desk. And the teacher's like, yes, we all do, Brian. I'm like, grabbing onto it, looking around, like somebody's going to take it from me. I call this desk. Yes, we call it desk, too. I call it desk. I call this desk. It's very good.
Hey, we're just getting started with Brian Regan. Playing tonight and tomorrow, Bananas, Hasbro Heights. I'm telling you, you'll have a great time. Two shows tonight, 8 and 10:45. Yes?
You're like simulcast. You're getting all over the globe.
Oh, yes,
it's
we are.
Spreading. Bro.
Do you have to, like, be vague with the times and everything now? Do you got to do it's half past the hour?
Half past the hour.
Nope. Yeah, we got to do that.
Well, know why
like
this
that.
Show works in other cities? Because we never did time, never did weather, never did traffic. Never did news. We
don't
hang.
Care. Because no one cares.
It's 10 after something and there's some traffic out there.
Right.
All right.
In your city. Now for the forecast in your city. And they got to go away to the local guy.
Mm-hmm.
No, we don't have to do that.
No.
People have watches. Yeah. And so they know the time.
I never got that anyway.
Yeah.
What do they got to tell you the time on the radio for? You know, you're driving around for 8 minutes going, I wonder what time it is. Why won't these disc jockeys tell me what time it is? I got to get to work. And they're just talking about everything but the time.
I might be late.
And I need to know the temperature.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I got from my house into the car, so I probably have a rough idea. I need to know exactly. And I want to know the traffic, even though I'm sitting in it. Why do they do all that?
I don't know. We try not to.
Because they have nothing else to talk about.
Yeah.
That's why. Mike.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey.
Brian, what's going on, brother?
Hey, Mike, how are you, man?
All right, I was just sitting down watching TV, and there was a monster truck race on.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I know that's, like, one of your favorite things. So.
Oh, man. You know, as a matter of fact...
Hey, Brian, take luck, man.
Take luck and care. You got the best listeners, man. I remember saying
they're great setups.
Are like so, they're like smooth as silk.
Is there a monster truck show, Brian? Go.
Yeah.
Well, know what it is. They were sick of me doing the awkward setup.
Yeah.
They're like, screw that. We'll do it ourselves.
Well, you've seen them, right? The
monster
TV
trucks.
Monster trucks.
Oh, yeah.
The best part is when they interview them. They interview them when the whole race or whatever they're doing. I don't know if it's a race or an activity. I don't know what they're trying to accomplish. But when they're done, they interview the guys, and they always talk about their engine, like you know what they're talking about. Hey, what were you thinking during that last run, Earl? Well, you know, I was going pretty good, and about halfway through, the flap coil valve burner started smoking. The hydro pin spring was spurting oil out the manifold draft. I knew if I didn't overflood the gasket, I'm going to have last pile on unplayed transmission valve. I knew if I couldn't do that, I was going to have to shut her down. You know, you're at home. What? Wait, the flap coil burner? Well, sure. You had to shut her. What options did you have? Your hydroplate spring was spurting transmission oil. You had to shut her down.
I feel like an idiot, right?
Holy Jesus.
All right, why don't we take a break?
Yeah.
Brian Regan in studio, and we couldn't be happier. Bananas, Hasbro Kites, tonight and tomorrow for two shows each night.
Opie.
I'm the sweetheart.
And Anthony.
That's the a-hole over there.
You see sucking F, cool jack-off ass F.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Yeah, that's funny.
We're back with the Opie and Anthony Show, hanging with Brian Regan today, playing Bananas in Hasbro Kites tonight and tomorrow. Two shows. Highly recommend you see Brian Regan.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Hey, Brian, you into the drowning pool?
Sure. Who can't enjoy a little drowning every now and then?
It's the band, no, Drowning Pool.
Oh, that's the band. I thought you guys
sure.
Did such weird stuff. I thought maybe you had a pool out in the lobby.
We're drowning people in.
You know, you got blind guys boxing. We're going to drown some people out in our drowning pool. Sure, let's try to make it funny.
You have been here for some real sick stuff, man.
You know, I've been here for the rat cooking and the hemorrhoid touching. I thought we were going to head out and start drowning some people in a little kiddie pool.
You were here for that other thing that Ron and Fez were doing.
Oh, the
stayed late when Ron and Fez were on at night.
The enema guy.
Yeah, that was...
The enema guy.
Yeah.
Oh, that was sick. And he was bleeding. Because what were they doing to him? Whipping him or something?
They
started bleeding.
Well, they had the dominatrix women coming in. And
the one that Opie offended.
Yeah.
And made cry.
And Opie made a dominatrix cry and run away.
Is that like a riot?
A woman that, like, just gets off on beating up men. Opie said she looked like Joey Ramone, and she was in tears running off the show.
She was like, wait a second. Wait just a second here. I'm trying to be a professional. And then you say that? I mean...
Dominatrix, for God's sake. I'm supposed to dominate. Not you. I got no place else to go.
No, you're Joey Ramone.
A lot of weird questions coming in for Brian. I don't really get it.
Huh.
People thinking he's an authority on something. Brian, help me out. This comes from Scott. Uh-huh. Brian, help me out.
Hold on. What? I'm leaving. Why did you have to tell us?
You got to announce in the middle of...
No.
Oh, my God.
Why did you have to tell everyone you're leaving?
We're setting something up right in the middle of it, and he just chimes in. I'll be leaving now.
I'm departing.
You know, the weird thing is we didn't even notice you were there until you opened your mouth again.
I know that.
I thought I was away.
So you're not leaving.
I have to. Yeah.
He says he's leaving. He gets on a chair and pulls up and puts his headphones on. I'm not that familiar with the whole leaving concept, but I was always under the impression that meant you're going somewhere else. I'm leaving. Hey, all right, where's my headphones? Let me pull up a chair. All right, I've left.
I got to stay soon.
What are you doing,
you're
Anthony?
You're not feeling loved or something? No, you want to ask Brian Regan something?
You have tickets for me?
Yeah, man, I'll take care of you.
Cool.
Sure. You and your wife?
Sure. No,
wife, girlfriend? Girlfriend, okay.
I got 20 more people.
Yeah, about 10, 5 more tickets, 6 more tickets. Good.
Look at you.
Yeah. Anthony was in the middle of something.
All right, I'm sorry. He told me to stay. I thought it was off.
No, and you don't leave while Brian is ready to be funny.
That's all right, man. You know, I mean.
Look at Brian. That's all right.
Everybody's sharing in the thing.
They just abuse me.
Brian needs complete cooperation when he's going
to
be funny.
I would love to know, Brian, when there's no way I can. Brian is about to be funny.
No, I know.
Everyone focus. Everyone focus on how funny Brian is going to be in T-minus 10 seconds. 9, 8. Buckle up, everyone. Brian's going to be very funny. 5, 4, 3. Oh, my gosh, is this going to be funny?
Humor sequence initiated. 2, 1.
All right. I would love to know what's going on in Brian's head, though, when he goes, no, it's okay. He's a good guy. He's this son of a bitch. Son of a bitch.
I was looking at you, and I was saying, I'm leaving. Never mind. He made me stay.
Oh, my God. Anthony, what were you saying?
Like silence in the alarm.
Oh, my God.
Anthony, let's see if we can't just, I don't know, be quiet for the segment. There we go.
All right.
I saw a blue thing on 57.
It was blue.
You want to talk about that? I never saw anything so blue. I'm driving along, you know, and we're at 55th, we're at 56th. I'm like, I haven't seen a blue thing yet. We come on 57th. My God, there's a blue thing right there.
All right.
The people tuning in late going,
what the hell's the blue thing? Scott's asking, I don't know why, but I'm about to leave work. I need to eat, and I have a Pop-Tart sitting here and can't figure out how to cook it. I know you know a little something about it. Can you help me, Scott?
You know, as a matter of fact, Scott, you know, I do know a little bit about that because I was looking at a Pop-Tart's box recently, and what you have to do, you have to look at the directions. They have directions on there for you. Which is very helpful, you know, because, you know, if they weren't on there, you'd take the box, you'd just set it down, and you'd just be like, huh, how do I get that goodness in me? Where do you go? How do you begin? Well, you look at the directions. They have two sets. They got the toaster directions, which are longer than more than one step. That's what kills me. There's more than one step for toaster directions. You think at most there would be one step that was like, toast the Pop-Tarts. Go ahead, toast them. Hey, are you still reading this? But, you know, you've got the box. Look at the box. They've broken them down into smaller increments. These are some of the actual steps. Step one, number one, remove pastry from pouch. Oh. All right, let me get them out of the pouch. Okay, I see where they're going with this. We're banging on all cylinders now. We got them out of the pouch. Number two, insert pastry vertically. Oh! Then your brain explodes. You know, you're reading toaster directions. You're going to understand the vertical concept. But if you don't have time for that, they got the microwave directions, Scott, that you can microwave, and I swear on the box it says, microwave on high for 3 seconds. I don't think I want to wake up and be eating in 3 seconds, you know? Your alarm goes off, your head pops off your pillow, you put them in, bing, you take a bite, I gotta get out of here! You know, if you're waking, eating, and hauling in 3 seconds, you're booking yourself too tight.
Got that, Scott?
I hope that helped.
I don't know if that helped you, Scott.
I hope that helped out.
It's interesting you would have a question like that.
I know. Out of nowhere. Mike, what's going on?
What's up, ONA? Congratulations on the ratings.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
We were more gooder this time around.
A lot more gooder.
A lot more gooder.
Brian, two things.
Yes.
One, I just had pizza.
You did?
Again, the people calling to tell us what they ate for no apparent reason whatsoever.
And Brian, I just joined the health club, and I was wondering if you ever joined the health club.
You know...
Okay.
It's funny you would ask that, because... No, of course. You know, everybody joins them. But they always have the intimidating guy. They always have the big guy, the big giant guy showing you around. You know, you walk in there, you got to hold his hand. He's like 9 feet above you. Where are we headed, Thunder? Why do they give you a clipboard for your first day at the health club? You're walking around with a clipboard. Can you feel like more of a goofball? I'm new. I'm supposed to check things as I see them. I'm standing out like a sore thumb. Sure, you got to follow the, you know, I always got to follow the guy who can move the entire rack of plates. Yeah. The guy moves the entire rack, and then I got to go up and move two plates. Clank, clank, clank. I'm the two-plate guy. Clank. Who wants to spot me? Clank. You know, you're walking out, you got to reach way down to get the pen. People know what you're doing. They see you got your hand on the seat, and you're, all they can see is your back. And your knuckles are dragging against the floor trying to grab the pen out from the bottom. And then you got to ask somebody for a footstool to put it up where you need it. Can somebody give me a boost? I got to put the pen up near the ceiling. Because the big guy had it a little lower than what I can handle.
Oh, my God.
Bravo.
People just feel like asking you questions, I guess. That's all.
Oh, and from all over the map. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. Hey. You're an expert on everything, I think. That's what it is.
Hey, you know what I want to show Brian?
What's that?
He was here for the original Sandy Cane appearance.
Yes, I was here in
where
the
we
studio.
Had one of the listeners touching her hemorrhoid over and over again.
Right.
You remember, right, Brian?
Of course.
You remember that.
How does that go out of your memory banks?
If you don't remember, maybe I could play a couple of sounds that'll refresh your memory, Brian.
They're embedded in my memory soundtrack, but sure, let's listen.
She came in. She had her hemorrhoid. Mm-hmm. We had a listener come in and apply Preparation H.
Yeah, I know.
To her. Yeah, you saw the whole thing. And if you remember, the first application, she was in mid-sentence. Mid-sentence. And she said this.
I don't believe it.
I think she was saying, I don't believe I'm doing this. And you could tell right at the point of contact of Preparation H to hemorrhoid when she said, I don't believe.
I don't believe it.
A sound only somebody can only make when somebody applies Preparation H by complete surprise.
I don't believe it.
You know, if you hired a voiceover person, you know, to try to nail that, it would take them 1,000 takes and they wouldn't be able to duplicate this.
I don't believe it.
Now, the second time he applied it, because it was so much fun the first time, we told him now, really, really apply it hard. And she made this sound.
Oh!
Plain, simple, straight to the point.
Oh!
Oh, man.
Oh!
Now, by the third time, we're all laughing. We tell him maybe he can't cover enough area with just one digit. So we told him take the middle finger and the index, the pointer finger, and apply thoroughly. And to that, she just made this sound.
Ow! Ow!
So you can see the gradual...
I don't believe it. Oh! Ow!
Progression of the application of Preparation
H. So the question I have for Brian, is it safe to say that was the grossest thing you've ever seen? Or close to
that
it?
That was definitely in a top tenner.
Okay.
And she does comedy and magic? Is that...
Oh. The magic is the fact that she's still breathing.
Right.
Comedy?
Just trying to give her a little plug.
We didn't think there was anything grosser on her body.
Yeah.
She came back, Brian, and we want to show you a picture of what she showed us.
Okay. This is, I'm turning it away for a minute. This picture you are about to see is a growth that is on Sandy Kane's thatch or patch. I think you know the area in question.
Mm-hmm.
And she just pulled this out of nowhere. She goes, I had this thing going on, and now I have this growth. So we took a picture of it and put it up on the website because everyone should share in the misery. And we want you to... Oh, God, I just looked at it.
Well, let's see the reaction.
We want you to take a look at this and tell us what you think.
I don't believe!
Oh!
Oh!
Isn't ah! That... I...
Wow. Oh. And then above, you've got the ad, lose weight fast.
Yeah, you see that? I don't know. It looks like... We said it looked like the ear. I'm getting nauseous just looking at it. Let me get it off.
What? What area?
It was right there. That's right there.
Right above and to the left of ground zero.
Mm. Yeah. And
it's like a half an ear, Brian.
It looks like, did you see that little mouse that they grew the human ear on for transplanting?
Yes.
It looked like that, except with a more cauliflower texture to it. Oh,
nice, right?
So how'd you like to get your first ear implant and... And then they got to go, you might want to sit down. We want to tell you a little bit about the origins of this
Where this
ear.
Came from.
You know, there are certain areas where it's easier to grow an ear.
Did you know?
Take a look at this.
Andrea.
Hey, Ope.
And everyone, what's up?
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Hey, you never sent me my autograph, you promised.
Huh?
Autograph. From when I met you last time at the Brian Regan show.
Brian Regan show. I was supposed to send you an autograph?
Yeah, remember me? White pants, purple shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Lost your autograph, and you were going to send me one from you and...
An aunt?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I forgot.
But since then, I wanted to ask Brian Regan something.
Yes. Okay.
I got bifocals.
You did?
Yes. And I wanted to know if he's ever had any experience with bifocals.
Well, you know... They actually have trifocals now. My eye doctor, I swear, he asked me if I wanted to try trifocals. And I was like, I must have been away a while. And I said, I don't know what you're talking about. He goes, well, it's what you would think. You know, you could see at three different distances, depending on where you look through the lens. You can see close or medium or far away. And I'm like, you know, I can't even imagine getting used to that. You know, there's a book, there's a plane, there's Alpha Centauri. Do people need this kind of range, you know? Is that a fly in my nose? Is that a comet? Hey, do you need to see everything? I believe that's an amoeba. Andromeda strain! I don't know if Andromeda strain is a galaxy, but it sure sounds like one.
Sure does.
I'm just kind of winging the last one.
Who knew?
It works. Or somebody doesn't call in. Wait a second. There's no such
it worked
interplanetary
for me.
Place called Andromeda strain. What kind of joke is that, clown? If you're going to be talking about galaxies, nail them down, ho-ho. Andromeda strain. I'm sitting here all disappointed in your humor. Because I like small things and big things. Paramecium, yeah, that's right. Andromeda strain. Do some research, clown.
Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, I just wanted to ask Brian what happened to him the last time he went to Dunkin' Donuts.
Boy, you people are subtle.
Nice.
Nice.
He's been giving himself a nice.
Well, Brian went and got a cup of coffee, and that's, yeah.
Yeah, they right? had, have you been there? They got good coffee.
Yeah, I like it, too.
Yeah, it was good. I just sat there and was like, coffee. Man.
Did you try the colada stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
And I got, they had like some napkins there, so I like, you know, wipe my mouth off.
Very convenient.
Napkins, and
very
I was like,
it's some jelly or jam
this
on
is,
your lip, yes.
This is good, good coffee.
This is great.
Now, they got, you know, I think what he's referring to... The donut choices, they're out of control. I feel bad for the ladies in there, the donut ladies. I don't know what they're getting paid, but, you know, you've got these people coming in there who can't make up their mind. Okay, I want a dozen donuts. And, oh, man, you got a lot of donuts. Okay, I'm going to start with four chocolate. I want two twisty goos. I want a lemon twirler. I want a honey buff. No, I want two strawberry twiffs. No, three Raz crunches. Two. Put them back. I want a Bavarian apple crunch. Get the ladder. Hey, why don't you go out inside and think it over, huh? It's a big decision. Can't blow donut day. But the donut ladies, they've gotten together, you know? They know how to get back at you. They do the subtraction for you in front of all the other customers and make you look dumb. You go in there. Yeah, I'd like a dozen donuts. I'll start with 7 chocolate. You have 5 left. Oh. Okay. Okay, if I order 1 more, then how many would I have left? How many would I have then, donut lady? That's what I need to know, and now! I don't know how she does it, man. I think she's palming a clicker. She's cupping something. She's palming a clicker. I know it.
Brian Regan playing Bananas in Hasbrook Heights tonight and tomorrow. 2 shows both nights. I'm telling you, you're going to have a great time.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are in Columbus, Ohio, too, right?
Yeah. That's a big wazoo.
What?
What?
The radio station's called the Big Wazoo.
Oh, well, cool, man. Because I'm there next week, I think, at the Funny Bone.
Funny Bone?
Yeah, Columbus, Ohio.
Cool.
Traveling a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, the life of a comic.
Out and about.
We have to take a break. We have 10 teens outside the studio.
What?
10 teens?
Even Brian's head went burr.
I thought it was like a number. 13, 14, 10
yes.
teens.
10 teen, 11 teen, 12 teen.
We have 10 teen people.
We have
6 or 17, sorry.
We have
17 or 16?
7 teens.
We have teenage girls outside the studio, Brian.
Okay.
Buckle in.
How do you argue with that?
Buckle in.
Buckle in.
877-692-1027.
Hey! Working hard, playing hard, America. This is your blood brother of all things Sonic Bombast, Ted Nugent. And you're listening to Opie and Anthony, my blood brothers of rock and roll.
Anthony, Rockaway Betting, 1-800-TRY-A-BED.
That's right, Opie, Rockaway Betting. The fastest growing mattress stain chore.
It's spreading.
Mattress stain chore. And trauma to strain. Chain. They're in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. Over 150 stores. Rockaway Bedding, all those brand name mattresses. Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Serta Perfect Sleeper. All the prices up to 65% below department store prices. Come see all the new mattresses at Rockaway Bedding. They got the Simmons Beautyrest 2001. It's a one-sided mattress. You don't have to flip it. Plus, Rockaway Bedding has the latest in luxury bedding from Stearns & Foster at the lowest possible prices. Rockaway Bedding, the only major area mattress store, gives you the free steel bed frame, free delivery, and free complete removal of that disgusting bed. You know that? Get your old mattress. Who the hell wants to touch it? The guys from Rockaway Bedding will.
They take it out.
They come in the suits that they used in the movie Andromeda Strain. When you go to Rockaway Bedding, you'll sleep better and save money. 1-800-TRY-A-BED. 1-800-TRY-A-BED. With the Opie and Anthony show. 877-692-1027. Hanging with Brian Regan today.
Yeah.
Playing Hasbrook Heights. Bananas in Hasbrook Heights tonight and tomorrow night. Not many tickets available, so give them a call. 201-727-1090. Annoying Laugh Anthony's on the phone. I didn't even know he left the studio.
Yeah, he announced it that he was leaving.
But then he stayed, and now he's gone.
Can I ever walk out of there with my head held high with you guys?
No.
You hate me. Why?
What do you want, Anthony?
Nothing. I just...
It says on the screen you want a plug. What, you want a free procedure?
Yes. Yes, I'll do it.
You want
everyone.
You want free hair?
Yeah.
You go for the free hair thing?
We'll do it.
Just one. He just wants one little hair top.
One hair top plug. So why are you calling?
Because I walk in there and you just abuse me like usual and I got to walk out of it. And it's just getting... I'm getting used to it. What am I supposed to do? I was coming in there for champagne.
Thank you. Brian's horrified.
Something must have happened to the phone.
Yeah, it was a connection or something, a problem with the wire.
Yeah, the cell phones in the city.
I'm sure.
You get behind a building and it just kind of craps out. Right?
Yeah.
I apologize if Annoying Laugh Anthony's still listening. We didn't really mean to do that.
Rick, what's outside the studio?
Teen girls.
Pusa!
Brian, you want to hear about our new idea?
Vaginas.
Oh, wow. How long did it take to come up with this concept? Sitting around a big round table.
Vaginas.
Let's brainstorm for something to do, something to talk about.
Pussa!
I second that.
That's a great idea.
We got
we're going to do a teen car wash.
Yeah, we're doing teen squeegee girls.
Yeah?
Around the city.
All right.
It's a good idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've been on a lot of radio shows. It's a good idea, right?
I've not heard of this one. It's cool, man. A little different.
Yeah. Going to get the teens in their little belly shirts to wash everyone's cars.
Nice. Right?
In summer, people's cars get dirty.
Right. Sure. Sure. Yeah. So there was a guy that called us earlier this week, and he said he has a boatload of teens he wanted to bring by.
Some kind of teen girl pimp. I don't know what this guy's all about, but...
So, Rick, he's here with his teens?
A boatload.
He actually also wants to, I guess, give away one of the girls to Earl or something like that he mentioned to me.
Oh, please. So
you can ask him about that when you get in.
All right, this could be really annoying.
All right.
They look hot, but this could be really annoying.
Bring on the teens.
Bring on the teen sluts.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Well, so far I'm seeing guy. Well, oh, there they are. Hi.
Hey. Oh,
hi,
now.
Teen girls.
My golly. Imagine you were a car getting fluffed with that.
They have their fluff. Oh, well, thank you, girls. Yes, they have their little fluffers.
Look at
it's
this.
It's like a fluffer.
They got little belly shirts
yes,
on.
Yes, they do. Look at that.
You guys
You're teen girls, right?
All right, so who's responsible for this?
Me, I'm Jordan.
Where
Jordan,
are you?
Jordan Abbott.
Right here, Jordan Abbott. Hey, talking to the mic.
All right.
And where'd you get these teenagers from?
I just called around. You guys said get a couple by Friday. I brought them in. I get more for the car wash.
This studio smells great right now, doesn't it? Brian, what are you wearing?
I like the technique of just calling around. I didn't think to do that when I was a teenager looking for girls.
Just call around.
Just call around. Hey, you got any teenage girls in that house? Just calling around trying to find one.
Hey, dude, what? You didn't know any pigs or anything? How the hell does this happen? He gets, like, all hot girls.
Are they all
We're
friends?
Rock stars.
Are you rock stars?
Yeah. Almost. And we have a present for you guys.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. What's that?
We know you have an extensive porn collection, but this is our prize possession.
American Bukkake 1.
The original.
So it started it all.
And what is what started it all? The whole sensation was started with this with single tape. What is this?
You don't know Bukkake?
Not familiar with the Bukkake.
You wanna okay.
Brian, are you familiar with
it? No, I feel silly not knowing about it.
You want me to explain it?
No. I think...
You can't
explain it.
No, I can do it without giving it away completely.
How?
Okay. Well,
Hold on. It's not about giving away the ending that we're worried about, is it? Don't ruin it.
Hold on. Steve, go whisper to Anthony
Steve,
what it is.
Yeah, Steve, come here real quick.
Don't say a word,
guys. Turn my mic off.
Steve is the expert of porno.
All right, turn my mic off.
This isn't porn. This is Bukkake.
Yeah.
All
right,
hold on.
Steve is explaining it to Anthony. Anthony looks completely...
Wait, can I
intrigued.
Jump in? I overheard it. He said it was investment planning strategy.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
It's, why can't you talk about investment planning strategies?
Westchester. Started in Somers.
We
Anthony?
We
yeah, Bukkake.
Yeah.
All right. Picture a bunch of guys standing around making a fribble in a glass.
Yes.
They make a fribble in a glass and then force feed it to a lady. It's an Asian thing. All right?
Or a funnel.
I need to back up.
With a funnel?
I haven't been in a lot of bars.
Or a fake.
You know what a fribble is from Friendly's? It's a milkshake.
Oh, okay.
So a bunch of guys... Multiple guys
yes.
make a big fribble milkshake,
yes.
and then with a funnel feed it to women.
Yeah, we have the Bukkake challenge where you watch that and drink a glass of milk.
Yes.
Well, I'm gonna pop that right in the old VCR.
Sure.
Nice.
Every collection should.
So
have one.
Why don't we have the girls introduce themselves, their name and their age, one by one. Go to this mic over here.
There you go. What's your name?
My name's Tori. I'm 18.
18-year-old Tori.
My name's Veronica. I'm 18.
Mm-hmm.
My name's Candace. I'm 18.
Wow.
My name's Amber. I'm 18.
I'm Kelly. I'm 18.
My name's Tracy. I'm 18.
Yeah. That just gets a round of applause.
You know what this sounds like?
I'm Brian. I'm 42.
I should be like in another room somewhere.
You know what that just sounded like? Like the cheerleader intro on ESPN.
That's
when
why
they
we
do
did
that.
It. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And all you ladies want to do the teen car wash?
Yeah.
They're all conveniently 18. That's fantastic.
Very convenient, isn't it?
It's like this was like for potential evidence, you know? And let's go back and review the tape. 18, 18, 18, 18, 18.
We have a wower today, too. Who's the wower?
The chosen one.
Oh, really? The chosen one. You're going to whip them out Friday.
Why do they call you the chosen one?
Because she is.
Yeah?
They pick me because I have a nipple ring.
Oh, how about that?
Are they going to dump out a nipple?
Who knows? She's got, let's just say, various piercings, blah, blah, blah. I see she's got one in her belly.
Yeah, I do.
Brian, you better turn your head.
Brian, you don't want to see 18-year-old girls bare breasts, do you?
No. Brian doesn't understand
the
whole
Wednesday
thing.
It's on the radio, so I can pretend like I'm turning my head.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead, the chosen one. Sure.
Wow, hey. Look at the fresh off the griddle, right? Those are nice.
Brian, comment.
I know I got to get my car washed.
Like a snare drum. Those are going to take the gravity of Jupiter to pull down. Yeah. Wonderful.
Andromeda strain.
Or the Andromeda strain, Brian.
Well, we have girls. Now we need a place for the teen car wash.
Right here in our studio. And, okay, I'm the Chevy. What are you? Wonderful.
Proposition.
Yeah.
We wanted to give away one of the girls to Black Girl for some stickers.
He doesn't deserve crap. What are you talking about?
Are you guys pimps?
What are you pimping out these girls
stars.
To?
We're rock stars.
We're rock stars.
How do you know these ladies, really?
They're in school.
School?
Yeah. We actually made a stripper once.
We find them. We give them a place in the world. It's what we do.
Really?
We met one girl, a rabbi's daughter. We
got her to strip. We had our own personal stripper, which we made money off of.
She made 5% of all profits.
5%? You guys are worse than pimps.
Off her own tips.
And we made a place called the Twattage. And
yeah.
This little hut thing.
It's like a cottage, only the Twattage.
Exactly.
Very clever use of words there. Yes.
We're thinkers.
The Twattage.
Amber, what's up?
Hello. Hi, guys.
Hey.
I just want to know, can I come down there and do the car wash?
How old are you?
I'm 19.
You old bitch.
Yeah, sure.
Who are you calling the old bitch?
No. She's 19?
Yeah, please.
Yeah,
I could tell that was a guy. Yeah. Stop it. Not even working.
So what are the ladies going to do today? They're going to clean a little bit? Or?
Yeah, so they came.
Yeah. We brought some cleaning utensils.
So. You're going to dust the studio?
Yes. Dust it. We had a mop, some sponges.
Wow, how about that?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're all wearing very short shorts, which is nice. Very nice legs on all of them.
Start cleaning, girls.
Start cleaning, girls.
Let the cleaning begin.
See, normally, that would be Pete Johnson's job to clean the studio.
They're cleaning Brian Regan.
You know, annoying Laugh Anthony is going to be on his way back here.
I thought they were cleaning. Oh, they're cleaning equipment. I thought they were cleaning equipment.
That's what you call it, Ann, huh? We have another play on words where they're going to fluff you, you know, in porn. Fluffer.
Oh, the fluff.
The fluff.
See, I like twattage better.
Right.
Twattage, funny. Yeah. Very funny.
All right, this is good.
All right, they have to sing happy birthday to one of our friends. It's his birthday.
Yeah?
All right,
why don't we get all the ladies around one mic?
Ladies,
get them around the mic, ladies.
All right.
Would you like to do this with just your panties on?
I keep forgetting they are 18. I keep thinking like they're 16 and we got to be careful.
All right, ladies, when you're ready. Ready?
Go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Hoosah!
Happy birthday, dear Matt.
Hoosah!
Happy birthday to you.
Birthday.
Yeah, that's hot. You take it. You take it now.
All right.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Basically, these ladies are at your disposal. Anything you need done around the office.
I still haven't figured this relationship out with you and these girls.
Well, I told you, we're setting up little fight clubs based on you guys, sort of.
That's good. And you
want more. If you want to email me.
And you're getting girls through this.
Yeah.
No, we're starting
529-56 at AOL.com if you want to join the ONA fight club.
Or sharp518 at AOL.com.
How many of the girls were forced to come here today?
You were forced?
My girlfriend, actually.
Under knife point or gun point or something?
Yeah. I think the fact that these guys are taking 95% is something.
We rule.
That's what you call a red flag.
We rule.
95%.
Someone.
and a rabbi's daughter.
Oh, someone suggested we
won't give away age for legal casualties or possibilities. But,
someone suggested we get the couch, Anthony.
Oh, my God.
We
what
could get
a
her
massive...
if you guys don't check IDs.
What?
The stripper. We're on bad terms, but we could bring her back anytime.
Oh, the stripper was underage? No, I think we better keep her out of the studio.
Well, we cut her off, but we could bring her back anytime.
Can we get a picture of the teens for the website? Someone's asking.
Some of them don't want their picture taken.
How about from the back? That's good, too.
You pixelate. You pixelate the face out.
That's right. That's always great, pixelated face. I've never been able to spank one out to a pixelated face picture. Brian, I don't know what you're used to, but I've never been able to finish that way.
I get pixelated monthly.
Hey, does Brian have any jokes on teens?
Yeah, I'm with a teen girl. That's great. Not an ounce of body fat between all of them. Look at that. Not amazing? We rule, right?
We
rule. You rule, guys.
When we rock hard.
All right, Gary Condit is on the line. Gary.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Yes,
this sounds very interesting. I'm wondering if any of the young ladies will be available for some work in Washington.
Ah, yes, Gary Condit. Sure, would you be interested in a teen girl to maybe do some interning duties?
Yes, well, that sounds very fascinating. You know, I passed my lie detector test today.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah, so we're right back in business, boys.
Good for you, Congressman.
Hey, what was that drop of blood they found in your bathroom?
What drop? Excuse me?
They found a drop of...
cell phone's cutting out here, Jeff. Hold on.
Is that it? Gary? Hello, Gary? We lost Gary Condit.
He's gone.
Well, he passed the lie detector test, so he's back in business, like he says. Well, ladies, wow. What can we say? They're perfect for what we're looking for. You guys do truly rock. Bringing
do we have our numbers for any of the stuff that you guys do when you're on the road shows?
Yeah.
We want to be known as your teen pimps.
Teen pimps? Well, you were known by that name the second you called. We were calling you teen pimps.
And these ladies will be washing cars when we figure out where we're
going to
do it.
Your girl's going to school or anything? Or
What grade are you all in?
You're going to college. Anybody working or anything? You got jobs or anything?
Yeah,
you work and go to school?
Wait, let's ask their summer jobs. That could be fun.
Yeah.
All right, let's go down the line.
What's your summer job?
Your name and your summer job.
We're camp counselors.
Camp counselors.
For what? What kind of kids?
We do 6th, 7th, and 8th grade girls.
Girls, huh?
Wow. You need a counselor?
That's hot.
That's hot.
Who else has a summer job?
I'm a camp counselor also, but I have 4-year-olds.
4-year-olds?
Yeah. Even hotter.
I walk dogs.
You walk dogs?
Yeah. I work at Abercrombie and Fitch.
Oh, really?
Wait a second. One of these is not like the other.
Very nice.
Wow, all right.
He makes up dead birds.
I'm trying so hard to think up more questions.
I know. Why don't the girls leave the studio and huddle and think about what they want to do for us today?
Why, do you think you could come up with something? Or?
Yeah, they could come up with more stuff, I'm sure.
Teen lesbian couch. Any of you girls ever have a girl-girl experience?
One second.
I want the girls to just naturally talk about it, or, you know, whatever they want to talk about.
The pimp guy just slapped one of them across the face and said, you'll do what I say.
What I say. You're my bench.
Got the other one by the throat.
Anyone ever experiment with anything with a friend or something like that? Anyone have a story like that they want to talk about? Yeah, the girls usually have to get a little older before they start divulging those stories.
Wait till you get to college.
Wait till you get out of college. It'll just be like, yeah, when I was 19, holy, I was... had my face in more muff. Oh, it happens.
All right, ladies, thank you very much.
Thanks, girls.
Very good. Right. Very nice.
Teen car wash girls, all lined up. Jesus Christ.
When we do the teen car wash, you'll see them for yourself.
Guys, walk out first. There you go.
All right, now, ladies.
Bye.
Bye, girls. There they go. Ladies, there they go.
Very nice. Okay, yeah, I'll look at
that. The jeans, the one in the little red shorts. There you go. Teen girls.
Guys taking 95%.
What is, you know.
Yeah, and he was proud of that they were giving the girl 5%. She gets 5% of all the money that comes in.
Wow. High school, I'm standing around trying my best to buy enough weed to get laid. These guys, what are they doing? How do they do that?
I got some kind of hypnotizing spell or something?
Stinky, do you know the deal with those guys?
He's calling door to door.
No clue.
They're teen pimps. They swear by it.
Well, they're good at it.
Oh, yeah. Look who heard. Look who heard. There were teen girls down here, and he shows up.
You saw the one with the red shorts, though, right? Little cute.
Hey, Brian, you ever meet Old Dirty?
Hey, man. How are you?
I heard you're
Brian
more
Regan.
Gooder, bro.
Yeah. More gooder. Good right. to see you.
Why don't we take a break, and we'll get back to the comedy of Brian Regan.
Yeah.
He's playing Bananas in Hasbrook Heights tonight and tomorrow.
Nice.
Something strange is happening here.
There's something wrong.
How do we play What's in My Pants?
Something very, very wrong with us.
What's a little contributing to the delinquency of a minor?
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Guess what's in Teen's Pants?
The ONA Show, 877-692-1027. Brian Regan in the studio. Hasbrook Heights, Bananas, tonight and tomorrow night. Old Dirty's floating around here somewhere as well. Teen girls outside the studio cleaning everything in sight.
What are they doing that for?
We just need a place to hold the teen car wash, and it will be happening.
Yeah.
Sooner than later, hopefully.
You should see them out there. All their cell phones are ringing, and it's their boyfriends and whatnot. I heard one on the phone. She's just going, nothing, just the shorts. You know, like, obviously wondering what she was wearing.
And what she did, yeah. Right?
Right.
All right.
You're all clothed.
Yeah. Right? Yes, Brian.
That's right. They are clothed.
Joe, what's going on?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Brian, you rule.
Hey.
I just recently got my own place and was having trouble with the phone company. Can you relate at all?
Oh, I can relate to that.
Oh, really? Tell me about it.
Well, even a secondary.
A secondary
setup.
Oh, tell me about
tell
it.
Tell me. You know, you got to get the phone turned on, you know. I was at my friend's house when I did. I called the phone company, and I was like, yeah, can you turn on my telephone? Okay, it's going to be a problem. I figured. How much? So, you know, they come out, and, you know, the whole thing is just... such a trip, you know. It's like, yeah, can you just, what do I have to do? Do I have to wait down here for a few days for the phone people? And they're like, no, we can just flip the switch from right here. I'm like, oh, good. Can you go ahead and flip it? We're going to flip it next Thursday. Can you flip it now? We're going to flip it Thursday or Friday or the following Monday or on into November. Hey, can you see it from where you're at? Can I come down and flip it? See, I figured they must just have, like, one flip switcher, you know, and he's got a lot to get to. He's just walking around. Or then maybe it's one big giant switch, you know, and he's just standing there like a weightlifter. Man, he's never going to get to my house. I don't know, man. I don't know if that helps you.
Maybe that helps.
Yeah, I think it helped.
I don't know what he's looking for.
Switch guy. Sure. Yeah,
getting a phone turn on, it's not an easy thing.
Old Dirty can relate to that, right? You don't have any phone service, right?
You got a phone problem, Dirty?
Yeah, they turned the... Actually, they flipped the switch down.
Oh, they turned it off on you.
So,
you pay the bill, Old Dirty?
Nah, I haven't paid.
Nah? Yeah, you probably can't even get the phone because now they got all kinds... If your phone got turned off in the ancient days, you used to just be able to call up and get it turned on again. Now they just know. You know, back in 1968, you missed a payment. And, like, they know not to turn your phone back on.
They got all the info on you.
Well, yeah.
But what I'm saying is they got the whole building monopolized. I mean, what
I mean, it's going to take me a little time to get the bell on time, you know? Just chill, man.
So you're chilling with the calling cards and the...
I get my free phone service, though.
You're free?
You know, I communicate freely. Nobody could contact me, though.
Oh, so you could make outgoing calls. Outgoing calls for free.
That's an unusual service.
So it's like, hey, maybe we can meet at 8 o'clock. Let me put it this way. I will meet you at 8 o'clock.
Exactly.
He's got another scam, Brian.
One-sided calling from Verizon. Haven't heard that spot yet.
That's great. You can't quite make the payments on the two-way calling.
Tell them about your scam with the payphone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they shut us down, though, man. Got a little too... notorious, the corner.
Well, the line shouldn't snake all the way around the
block.
Well,
yeah, we try to get the customers on a time schedule thing, but you know, the soccer game came on, Colombia against somebody, it was the Copa America.
Right.
So, they were calling the homeland and stuff.
What was the scam?
Yeah, explain the scam.
We had a payphone rigged up to make international calls, and for like $5, $10, depending on what area code you were calling.
This is illegal, isn't it?
Brian, it's Brian, free enterprise.
I am kind of thrown by this whole thing.
Brian, you're involved in illegal activity now.
Am I an accomplice now that I'm explaining how this is done?
What he would do, he'd have a payphone that was rigged up to make these free international calls. And then people would line up, but not near the phone, because that's a tip-off. So they're around the corner on this big, long line. Mm-hmm. And then the guy at the phone would wave on the next guy. Did you ever see the escape sequence in The Great Escape?
Yes.
Where the tunnel was too short and you needed the guy to wave up the other guy? Yeah, that was the same system, because you don't want the Gestapo in the tower seeing you.
Exactly. Okay, so you're all in line, but you got to pretend like you're in line for something else. So you all got to be going, man, I can't wait to get my hot dog.
No, we used to tell the clients to go to the bodega and, kill a little time over there until their turn came up. And then we started, like, breaking them up into groups.
What if it's in an area that doesn't have a bodega?
There's a bodega on every block.
Someone tells me this scam's only going down where there is a nearby bodega.
So then we broke them up into groups so it looked more like a gathering type thing. But then that started catching the attention of the authorities.
Sure.
Right. And it was a loitering problem and it got too noisy.
So you would say $5, you step up to the phone, you make your call. Yeah. How long do you get?
Wait, but was there something you had to do the phone, because who's guarding the phone when you're not around doing your business?
We have associates that have certain positions within our establishments.
Sure.
The phone company.
Gotta give them a nice title.
Yeah. So, everybody had their thing.
So if somebody went up to the actual payphone, you had to discourage that because you're tapped in somewhere else.
No, but that was four other phones on that side. They were encouraged to use the other phones.
They're being used by other entrepreneurs for similar ventures.
So when you came up to the first phone, to get it rigged up, and you're standing there with a monkey wrench and all kinds of wiring, does anybody ask any questions? Or?
What technologically advanced where I come from?
So how do you actually get the phone to make these free calls? You don't want to give it.
That's the rub.
Macy's.
Corporate secret.
Bloomingdale's, kid. No way.
No, huh? Okay.
Our little thing.
I got you.
That's,
you got a technician.
What do you think, Brian? Right?
Good. I like it, man.
Nice, right?
I would like to use that. It'd be nice and convenient to go. I'm going to give you a call tomorrow. I got to go wait in a long line. When it's my turn, I'll give you a buzz.
Yo, Brian, you want to invest in our little venture?
Sure, man.
Might be able to open it up again.
Investment opportunities. We're going public, B.
On the NASDAQ.
Old Dirty's phone company down a quarter today when certain people were arrested in front of the phone.
The SEC's investigating now.
Right.
We consider Brian Regan a friend, obviously, Anthony.
Oh, yeah.
And we'd like to share... with Brian, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think he needs to... Have you ever met the retarded Laverne Shirley?
Oh, what are they doing here? Why are they here today? We just had teen girls in. The palate was cleansed. You're going to dirty it up. We just had a high colonic of teen girls, and now you're going to put some red meat back in our intestines.
Brian's a nice guy, man. Get away from me, you and that. What are you going to do about that perm, man? What I told you about that?
I'm getting a cut.
Nice meeting you, too.
Hi, lady.
I heard so much about you.
Oh, my God. Look at Brian's horrified.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. How are you?
All right. Listen to him.
What's the matter?
What is that?
What do you have? You got bling bling. I think you're wearing what they call bling bling.
Lady Di's got some bling bling.
You got some bling bling. What is that, Old Dirty?
That's tin tin. That ain't no bling bling.
That's bling bling.
Tin tin. That ain't no bling bling.
On ring tin tin.
My poodle got a ticket.
I saw that last Saturday. Opie did.
I want to check the 14
I was not looking anywhere near that little medallion around.
We can't enter another white T-shirt contest, guys.
You are like one of the homies with the, a lot of the gold chains around you.
No,
you're like Mrs. T.
Psycho Mark said I look like Mr. T.
Right.
Yeah, Mr.
or Mrs. T, rather.
I pity the poor fools see me naked.
Yo, them chains are so thin.
We had such a good time.
Oh, my
God.
You don't talk over me.
I'll be
right?
quiet.
I'll
get
older. Those chains are so thin, not even a crackhead's going to rob me.
you got like
half a penny weight on around your neck. You got, come on, Mike. You're going to spend money on jewelry, Mike. You got to come see me.
And I spent some money on jewelry.
You got to melt that down. To make like a cap or something.
No.
What is that, yo?
All right, I gotta make it clear. That's not me saying this.
That's Old Dirty.
Jewelry store?
Hey,
do you work in a jewelry store?
God. Are they a little thin? Is that what the problem is?
A little dirty. Thin. Let's ask Brian. Brian,
you need the real heavy gold.
Let's ask Brian. Anthony, Brian,
I think they look nice.
Thank you very
Brian's
much.
Brian's a nice guy,
nice
man.
Little touch, you know, a little color.
Brian, where's the little
says
color?
One says well, one says okay, terrific, and the other one says O and A.
Yeah. Wow. Hey, Brian, where's your bling bling?
I'm gonna go get some right now. Now that I realize how good it looks.
Got to go to the bling bling store. Right. Fix them up.
Ladies, why are you here?
We figured we'd take a walk over here. We have nothing to do tonight. We figured we'd walk around Manhattan.
You're just walking around.
I need the exercise.
Oh, yeah, you do. Pushing that perm around.
Hey,
how you push that perm around in the wind?
I'm getting a haircut anyway next week.
Are you getting that cut off? What are you going to do?
No, I'm getting it trimmed again. I just got it trimmed three weeks ago.
Now, what are you doing?
The perm's a little tight still.
No, it's
a little
not.
Tight.
Hey, it was okay last Saturday because I had it back.
That's all right, isn't it? I didn't get a haircut.
Yeah, you got that dead hair. You got that dead hair like your jewelry.
Hey,
can I ask
you guys something?
It's all about
guys?
Brian Regan right now.
Hi, Brian. I want to ask you guys something before I forget.
Yeah.
Because I forget a lot. Are you guys having another road show like the way you did last Saturday?
Oh,
what do you think? What do you think?
I'm
this
only
is every
asking
week?
You.
Brian's
are you
shocked.
Guys,
Brian's just looking around like, what's happening?
Fun. I thought I would ask if you guys are going to do another one like last Saturday.
Why yeah, you had a good time. Who, me?
Where were you?
I was
oh, my God.
Listen.
The retarded Laverne and Shirley.
We just wanted to know.
Hey, Marion, it's not every day that Brian is in the studio.
No, go ahead. I don't want to interrupt.
No, you're not interrupting at all.
No,
nice
to have
you. Shout out to some people.
It's a big tent.
Wait till you hear this. Wait till you hear this. What she has to say.
Wait, no. I was thinking maybe you could, you know, show Brian the love and maybe, you know, flash Brian.
Do you guys have an act that you do?
Oh, yeah,
no, this is what they do.
This is the act. What else can we say?
Hey, Anthony, my act was dancing on stage with him last night.
Right.
Yeah, me too.
Yes, it was. It was. You guys were dancing and you were topless as you were dancing.
Oh, my.
Hey, Marion, would you mind flashing Brian? Because he wasn't at the road show.
What is it? Is it bling bling or bling bling?
I didn't flash at the road show.
Blink, blink till your eyes are closed.
Bling, bling.
I didn't flash at the road show.
You were flashing.
Hey, lady.
Saw it.
Lady Di? Lady Di?
Yes.
Would you do the flash for Brian, please? No, there's no cameras or anything.
No cameras?
No. Promise. Brian would love to see your...
You're willing to
see
anyway.
This isn't happening?
Yes, it is. This isn't happening? That's what you say, like, right before you're being tortured.
People,
this isn't happening. It isn't happening.
That's hot, right, Brian?
Hot.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, Brian.
How do you know you're proud of yourself? That's cool.
Right.
Self-esteem. What does Lady Di want to say? Because we got to get Brian out of here.
Can
in a
I
few
give
minutes.
A shout-out to some people? The Station House Bar in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Everybody says hi.
Elizabeth? Isn't that like where they got all the containers and all the ships driving sailors
Elizabth
and all that?
Nice
kind of grimy out there.
Grimy. That's the port. But we don't live in Elizabeth Port.
Yeah, don't be touching the mic. You and your lisping and your...
That's okay. My lisp is fine.
Mm-hmm.
I got the lisp because I didn't want braces when I was younger.
Is that what happened?
Fine.
You hear this?
Is that what happened, Mary?
Yeah.
You didn't want braces?
Is that why you have that whistle?
Yeah.
Why not?
I didn't want them.
Braces are fine.
I had braces, but... I had braces, but...
Yeah, that's this is their act, Brian. Yeah. Don't you love it?
It's a good act.
Do you need an opening act, Brian? It's a good act.
That's
a yin and yang.
Yeah, that's so, hey, you know what? They used to call us that when we were in our 20s. Yin and yang.
Yin and yang.
When we were in our 30s, we got called other stuff.
They used to call us that in high school.
30s.
We got to bring back the old team.
Yin and yang.
What's our saying? Yin and yang.
Party.
Party.
I hit the nail right on the head.
That's it. What a way to start
yang
off
the party. Yang gang party.
Of course.
Okay, you missed it last Saturday. You would have had a good time.
Hey, you were bumping donuts with the other one.
I was having a good time.
You two were in the lesbian pool.
I had a great time. And you know what? I haven't had that much fun. I don't know how long.
Really?
Yeah. I'm serious.
And your husband wasn't with you.
Hey, let me tell you one thing. My husband saw all the pictures, and he told me as long as you had a good time, he picked us up at the train station, took her home. And
how about
it.
That? All
right. Tony, what's going on?
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Good. Hey, I'm going to get my wisdom teeth pulled next week, and I was wondering if Brian Regan could kind of help me out with that.
I'd feel awkward getting into that when we got yin and yang here.
Your nicknames were
the
bunch
only
of party
thing
girls.
Else I got last week was this.
What?
Who punched you?
Wait, what? You're party girls now? What happened?
We've been party girls.
We've always been party girls.
Oh, we've always been party
always.
Girls. Why?
Brian, oh my God, she has a cassette tape. Who has cassette tapes?
She has a cassette tape of Brian Regan's great CD.
I'll sign your A-track. Yeah.
Lady Di, what are you doing with cassettes still?
What am I doing with a cassette player?
Lady Di, like L.A.
DVD, CD players are like dirt cheap now.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Brian, where are you playing at?
OD, how much for a CD player now? How much?
You want one for the hoopty, it's 50, 45, 50 bucks.
45, 50 bucks for a CD player.
I also have a CD. I would like for you guys to listen to one of these days.
What is that?
Okay.
What is it?
I'll break it, Opie.
No, Opie ain't going to break that. Let me see.
You got it from someone.
What is it?
It's a CD, Everyone Forever.
What is it, a CD,
What is it?
What's Anthony, what's the title of that
It's
thing?
Called Evelyn Forever.
What is this?
It's Evelyn.
What is this?
It's a rock and roll CD.
From who?
From who?
From a band, I believe they're from South Jersey.
And you know
really,
them?
Really good.
Is that their name, Evelyn Forever?
I know one of the producers, Joel.
So. Oh, okay. I see what you're trying to do.
Slipping a plug in.
Opie, maybe
he's a friend of mine.
Well, we've gotten CDs in the past, and oh my God,
it's in the CD player.
Opie just put it in the CD player.
Brian's horrible.
I sure did put it on the CD.
Oh my God, Brian!
I have another one at home.
Opie, can you guys listen
don't
to
come
him
over
before
here.
You broke it?
Oh my God!
Opie filed it.
It's fine.
He put it in an appropriate place.
What happened there,
Opie?
Going
to listen to it later.
What is it, Smash CD Friday or what?
Did that slip out of your fingers?
Brian's the nicest guy in the world. He can't believe when you hung up on that guy, that was bad enough. But
hey, I'm glad I don't have my Soprano CD on me. He probably smashed that on me, too.
Oh, my
that
God.
One, I got a Soprano
now I have to go get another one now.
That one shattered.
Soprano was wrong.
That was cheap quality. What's wrong with that
cheap quality?
Thing? What's wrong with that
you just
thing?
Set it on the stack over there.
It exploded.
I'm sorry, Joe.
It was.
That's how whack it was. Yo, beat is explode when you set it down. It's like nacho glycerin or something.
I thought you were the nicer one.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yeah, I am.
Good thing you didn't hand it to
me. Are you having a bad day today?
No.
Brian, he smashes everything.
Oh, I know.
That's why I have two.
Brian's one of my favorite comedians, and he hasn't even been able to talk for the last
night.
No, that's fine.
I'm waiting for him to say something.
I would like to get a copy of that, though.
Lady Di, you have a shirt now. She has a shirt now that says Lady Di, and the L in it is exactly like Laverne's L from Laverne. And
that
Shirley.
That's perfect, isn't it?
Yeah.
I have three of them.
Oh. And then Marion's got a cute little flower number on there with matching shorts. Where'd you pick that up?
With the white stockings.
Thank you.
Where'd you
have nice clothes.
Hey, Marion, I got to tell you something, and this is the God's honest truth. I have a great aunt in Astoria. She has the same top.
Where'd she get it from?
She's 96 years old.
Okay.
Swear to God.
What? That's
the style
now.
I'm
flowers.
Just saying, you know.
That's the style.
Flowers.
Is that the style now, OD?
Flowers.
They, these two are living back in the 50s, dude.
Flowers.
Flowers, man. They never go out of style.
Ben Spence is lobbing stuff at Marion.
He's doing Tic Tacs.
Flower children.
It almost looks like a pot leaf, Marion.
Now, if you had a little marijuana leaf print on that shirt, I could understand that.
Where is Steve today?
Hey, ladies.
On vacation, I guess, right?
Oh, God, they just babble. Worse than Anthony, limo Anthony.
Ladies, Brian Regan's getting very annoyed.
No, I'm not.
Hey, Opie, how is this guy going to talk? I'm waiting for him to say something.
Look how much you're pissing off Brian Regan, man.
Brian's never been so furious. No, it's good having you guys here. We're all hanging out, doing our thing. I'm here.
You want to wait here?
Ying and yang.
Ying and yang party.
You know?
Everything about it.
We're all talking, having fun.
Brian was on Letterman recently.
Yeah.
I'm sure Letterman gave him a little more respect than this.
No, it's great.
Hey, let me tell you guys. You guys had a lot of fun last Saturday, especially with us.
Oh,
you
my God. We know. We talked about it for 2 days.
You kept telling us to have fun.
All right, Marion.
So
I was?
Marion, you going to show Brian your boobs?
No.
Why?
Marion, those are the ones you got to see.
I saw.
Like, you saw Lady Dies, but Marion's are the ones, man. Those are guns, man. Sure.
Yeah, we have
Marion's
no cameras
the
on.
Hot one.
You did it the road.
Wow, look at that. You see that bra? Did you see that white bra she's wearing? That's hot.
That's fashionable, too.
Yeah.
That's hot. No, Marion's hotter. She's got those big guns, man. She got the huge guns. I like that.
I heard the big toe.
All right, listen, ladies. This has been wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, can you leave so we can talk to Brian?
Sure.
No.
Diane liked you so much.
I'm waiting for Brian to just snap. All right, yeah, leave.
Oh, you don't want us to leave, Anthony. You had a good time. Hey, when are we going dancing on stage again? Come on, let's go.
What the hell? What did you do to these two?
Hey, you want to?
All I know is my band was playing. We're on stage. These two come up and start dancing and taking their tops off on stage. And I was just horrified. I couldn't continue.
Hey, Paul, what's up?
Fine.
Hey, I want to say one thing, man.
Yeah.
Brian.
Yes.
The big stupid one is Lady Di.
Look at that tie-in. Brings it right back together, huh?
Something over now, man.
From my act.
Why don't you guys, you want to dance with Brian or something?
No, I would love it, but I gotta go.
I'm into dancing, so.
All right, listen. Great. We gotta get Brian out of
here. And the nerds I knew from when I had my house down the shore.
Oh, my God.
Okay, listen.
They just babble.
We don't babble.
Is that what are those pictures of?
That ain't me.
Is that you guys in the lesbian pool? Oh my God! Look at Lady.
Oh my God! That is. Hey,
it's a little publicity photo.
That ain't me.
Let me see that one, Brian.
I think it's the same one.
Oh, it is the same shot because you need two. Wow! Look at that.
That ain't me.
Oh my! What is that smell? What are you? Yo, which one are you? Broke wings.
Not me.
Yeah, you got nervous, and I saw your fluttering shorts.
Wait, have fluttering shorts.
Did you guys fart?
I wish.
Oh, my God.
Holy.
I got to go.
Holy.
Oh, no.
Hey, okay.
Hey, Brian, what do you think of that fart?
Who did that, man?
I'd like to see anyone come out to Bananas.
Who did that? Fess up. Marion. Did you fart, Marion?
No.
Brian, snap. Snap right now, Brian.
Holy.
Brian's in the blast zone, and he's still being polite. You're unbelievable.
You're at ground zero.
Brian.
I was about to say something.
And you said it right out your butt.
No, I didn't say it right out my butt.
You farted, Marion. Hey, Lady Di did then.
Hey, Brian, you don't mind a fart every once in a while, right?
No, you know, sometimes people have to do their thing.
Sure, because I didn't do anything.
Want me to take a lie detector? I didn't do it.
That was rough.
Ladies, it's not the time, you know, that time of the month, is it?
No. Okay. That's over with. That was last week.
Oh, I thought that was over with for good. I thought that's what you were saying.
No,
I thought that's
what, don't have
I thought that's what you were saying.
No.
Holy ass, that stinks.
It still stinks in here. Jesus Christ.
Continuing.
What are you doing?
Ben,
stop it.
Ben, spray him down. Spray him down.
Come on.
Spray him down. Spray him down with the pledge. All we can find was Lemon Pledge. That'll work. Where does she gotta go, please?
Ladies, come on.
Yes.
Stop with the farting.
I gotta tell where to go.
It smells like somebody ran over a skunk.
Where do you have to go, Marion? That's so important. All right, listen.
Where do you have to go? That's so important.
You guys, we're going to play your theme song. That means it's the end of your segment.
Right.
All right?
And you get to go.
If you want.
Huh?
Oh, it still stinks in here.
Ladies, leave.
It's not even diffusing or anything.
This isn't even a joke anymore. Leave.
Goodbye. Retarded Laverne and Shirley, thank you for coming by with your bling bling and your perms and everything else.
And here's their theme song. It's quick. It's
one, dance. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. What's that? We're ugly. We won't shut up and we're nauseating.
There you go, the retarded Laverne Shirley. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Get some Rick's lighting matches in the studio. That was one of the worst, dude. Most potent, most long-lasting farts that has ever happened in this studio. Brian, and it was one of the retarded Laverne and Shirley.
That wasn't you, Brian, right?
No, it wasn't. Okay.
That was one of the retarded Laverne and Shirley. They let out a big gas bag. Oh, my God, was that awful.
Well, it was interesting.
So what did you think of them,
say that.
Brian?
You know, I know they come out and watch your guys' thing.
Brian's a nice guy, too.
He's a diplomat, man.
You know what I'm saying?
How amazing is this guy? He has nothing bad to say about anyone.
I was bludgeoned over the head. They took my wallet. But, you know, you needed the money. And,
right.
You know, I got,
these
know,
things will happen.
I'll heal. I'll heal.
He didn't kill me.
I was.
Yeah, he held off. I could tell. He was holding back on his blows.
I was brought up like Brian, and then one day I woke up and realized how what a crock of crap that was. So I went the other way.
It gets tiring.
Brian got it must be exhausting. It must be exhausting.
Brian got the big house in Connecticut, 3.5 kids, the Volvo. Station wagon. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you just described him perfectly.
That half a kid.
Oh, could you get this picture away? Look at this thing.
Yeah, let me peep that. Yeah.
I saw this picture on the news the other day. The uncle wrestled it to the shore and they pulled an arm out of its mouth and reattached it. Lady Di in the lesbian pool. Oh my God. Pumped 4 bullets in it. Lady Di in the lesbian pool. Cage goes in the pool. You're in the cage. Lady Di's in the water. Our Lady Di. Farewell and adieu to your fair Spanish lady.
Whew.
Hmm.
All right.
She's a lot of woman, right?
Do we have to get you out of here?
I think I got a roll.
Yeah. You got an 8 o'clock show at Bananas and Hasbro Kites. 2 shows tonight, 2 shows tomorrow.
Check them out. Brian Regan.
Brian wasn't able to talk for the last half hour, but he's really, really
love
funny.
It, man. I have
all
a good
right.
time.
As long as you had fun.
Watching and doing the whole 9 yards.
Yeah. We highly recommend you go see Brian Regan. I'm going to one of the shows, but I will not be going backstage.
Oh, really? You're not stalking?
I don't want him to think I'm stalking him.
Sending Lady Di and Marion backstage
hello,
in lieu
man.
Of us.
Yeah, I'll send
that'd be
them
too weird.
Instead.
How you doing? Hey, I love you, Brian Regan. I enjoyed your show. Let me go now. I'll recite the whole thing for you and tell you what parts I like.
So.
I got sort of a kind of a prank.
Brian, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys, man. Appreciate you having me back.
Hey, where are you going to be in Columbus? Because we're on in Columbus right now.
I'm at the Funny Bone in Columbus next week.
Next weekend?
And Bananas and
Hasbro Kites tonight
Kites
and tomorrow.
Tonight and tomorrow.
Very good.
Along with my brother, Dennis. Dennis.
Yes.
Ah,
yeah. Very funny, and he'll be on our show one of these days.
Cool.
Thank you, Brian.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Brian.
O.P. Anthony.
We have our penises. They do all of our speaking.
They do all the talking for us.
The Opie and Anthony Show. Hour by Opie and Anthony. All owned by Infinity Broadcasting. This is 1027 WNEW. Yeah.
to the Opie and Anthony Show. Toll free, 877-692-1027.
Poor Brian. You put him in the worst positions.
Hilarious. Like, I see the uncomfortable look on his face when he's sitting there and things are going on. And you have to say, you know, hey, Brian, isn't she retarded?
No, you know. Everyone's got their own unique personality.
Did you see the look on his face when I shattered that scene?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Lady Di gives him a CD of some band. Opie, of course, he's done it in the past plenty of times. Smashes it on the console. Brian's just like, huh, what'd he do?
And Ben's throwing tic-tacs at
him. Ben's just lobbing tic-tacs at Marion.
And one of them farted really bad.
Oh, really bad.
And they took it outside, too.
Smell, you know, one of those farts that smells like ammonia?
No, yeah. It smelled like...
There was a little ammonia in that.
Yeah, you know why? It was one of those oil refinery farts. Yeah, one of those. It smells like oil refinery or like the raw sewage plant. One of those real thick ones, you know? They're viscous.
One of those farts where you feel it in your eyes.
Oh, your eyes start to tear.
Oh, my God.
Oh, right when it starts coming out, you're just like, uh-oh. You know, you could feel the texture of it is bad. One of those.
Marion wanted to show me her Marion necklace that her husband gave her 10 years ago. I didn't want to touch it because I thought I'd bend it in half.
So I didn't.
Oh, yeah. That's some thin gold.
I didn't know they make gold that thin.
Dude, they laugh at things like that in the community OD?
You put that kind of gold on a baby's neck, man.
So they don't hurt themselves.
My nephew got a fatty chain in those cheeks, yo.
She's showing it, and you're afraid, yeah, it's just going to bend them, to snap the chain or something.
Kind of flaps in the wind.
That's like the chain you got your girlfriend when you were like 14 years old, and you saved up and got this little thin gold chain.
Yeah, the nameplate.
Yeah.
JD, what's up?
I feel honored. It's like a little bit of history today. The last time Brian Regan ever appears on your show.
No,
he loves this stuff.
He's a trooper, man. The guy has been in for stuff that was much worse. He was here for Sandy Kane.
My whole goal when Brian's in is to make him feel as uncomfortable as possible because he doesn't see bad in anything.
Well, you were successful, though.
Yeah, you should have saw it. You know, he didn't want to insult Lady Di and Marion, so when they farted... Well, one of them farted. Brian was in the blast zone. Everyone else literally cleared out.
Ed
and I were pretty far away from the retard Laverne and Shirley and Brian, but we could still smell it. He was right on top of them.
Ground zero.
And refused to move because he thought it would insult them.
He didn't cover his nose.
No, he stood there, and he was in that zone that, you know, when you watch the atomic blast, the houses, like, implode and blow away. That's where he was. He was in that zone, and he sat there like a trooper, not even squinting, and you know he was right in the cloud. The guy is he's too nice.
Yeah,
he is. He's one of them good white folk.
I want to be called Opie. I know a lot of people recognize the name Opie and Anthony now as far as on the radio. I want to change it. Ying and Yang.
Ying and Yang.
What do you say, me and you? Ying and Yang, party! What the hell was that? Did people just punch them in school when they did that? It's like, Ying and Yang, party, ow!
And they've been together since high school and all that. They got a history.
Who else are they gonna have?
You know what I'm saying?
They have each other. It's not like they're gonna have anyone else. It's the two of them.
And that's it, kid.
And each other.
Sad.
One seeing that she's getting railed.
Like the Down syndrome kid has, you know, the other Down syndrome kid from, you know, on the other side of town.
We noticed that when we were doing the blind boxing, a lot of the blind guys knew each other. Yeah. They hang out at the blind thing. When you get two retards like that, you know, yin and yang.
Are they still... Just open the door for a second.
Dude, they are laying on the couch, high-fiving each other.
They think they're so great.
Because of the... they heard you say yin and yang, party!
All right, did you ever think what we used to say in high school would get... Oh.
We're on the radio now.
Get them back in for a second. We have to talk about that email, but... We could... Ladies, why are you high-fiving?
I guess I have a kind of a...
What? You like the yin and yang party?
We used to say it all the time.
Why?
Give us that again.
Which one?
Ying-yang,
party!
Ying-yang,
party!
Oh, my God.
Marion just smacked Lady Di in the nose with her high five.
Well, they tried to do the high five, but you know when people can't do the high five? And they hit each other?
Well, with those glasses, she can't see anything too close to her head.
I got sort of a kind of a depth perception.
She's trying to call somebody. That's right.
I'm not calling him now.
Put the phone down.
Oh, my God. They just...
Babo!
Please put that down.
Guys, what kind of partying did you used to do?
Yeah, tell us about the high school party.
When you used to do the yin yang party.
That was fun. We used to do
Anthony.
That.
Open. Party.
Party.
Still
faggot.
Right. Exactly. So what kind of partying did you used to do?
Yeah, you smoked a little
Give us a little insight on a weekend night. During high school, for you two.
We were 21.
We were in our 20s.
Well, go ahead. Yeah, give us a little insight. A hot weekend coming up. Literal, what happened?
Turtle races.
The turtle races.
Wait a minute.
Turtle races.
What are turtle races?
Turtles.
Actual
turtles.
Put the turtles on a track?
Yeah.
You call them
we
certain names?
We used to go to turtle races.
I thought that was a code for like some kind of acid.
No.
You're actually talking about turtle
races.
Dude, I did some turtle races last night. I was seeing melting faces.
You never heard of turtle races before?
No.
They had them in Staten Island, right? They had
turtle races?
That's so Fogarty's. They had them in Cliff.
That's your, like, weekend night out.
Friday night. We used to drink.
We used to party.
And you'd party. What was, like, what were you doing? Tequila?
Drinking.
Hey, how many races could you see in a night?
Smoking.
Yeah. Do a little bit of.
One.
I don't want to say it.
And then we would do some putt-putt golf.
Do a little bit of.
If we were really out of control, we'd go do some putt-putt golf.
Turtle races, ladies.
Turtle races, yes.
Slow down. What else did you used to do?
Oh, when we were crazy, we would go rock and roll. We're just wild women.
Rock and roll.
Wild woman.
We used to dance.
Why? When you guys.
We still do.
We stay out late and watch the midnight show of Laser Light Show.
No.
Sometimes.
Oh, we go to the planetarium and watch the Laser Light Show. Laser Floyd.
So by the end of the night.
Stay up all night.
So wait a minute.
We stay up all night.
Yo, by the end of the night, the total races got to the finish line, right?
Yeah, really. Yeah. How long did that take?
Yes,
it took,
they
like,
did.
The whole night.
And
to
you
get...
want and you want a drink.
Yeah. And you want a drink. So we used to drink on and off for free.
On a particular turtle that
on a particular
you bet
turtle.
On.
Yeah. Right.
I gotta get me some turtles.
The first 1/50th of the race in 1 hour 50 seconds, they round the far turn.
I don't think they do that anymore. They haven't done that in like 12 years.
Well, yeah.
It's like gone, you know.
People found lives.
Yeah.
What a coincidence, you know?
That was years ago. That was a long time ago.
They used to have it like a Belmar.
That was before TV, obviously.
I used to take acid and fire automatic weapons in the woods, and, you know, you'd go to turtle races.
And after that, we used to go to her house and hang out all night.
Yeah, remember?
It was always party at Diane's apartment.
Who's the one that gave the hummus at the end of the night?
Nobody.
We went to the grass growing races.
It was me and her.
It was great. They put the seeds down, water, and we used that on.
It was
Prowl
me and her and another friend of ours and other people that we knew.
And
it was nobody. It was not. No picking up people. No.
You didn't get freaked like out like
no,
that?
No, no getting freaked out.
All right, ladies, which one of you farted?
Neither.
Neither one of us.
No, you got to fess up.
Yeah. Nobody.
Who farted?
Because actually, I still smelled it because I think it's still in one of your pants.
No, we did not.
Who farted then?
Nobody.
Who do you think farted if it wasn't you two?
Rachel said it was cigars.
No, it wasn't cigars.
I don't know.
We don't know.
Turtle races.
Yeah.
What
was your wild night out? You're talking that was yin yang party.
Every other Friday.
Yin yang party. Let's go to the turtle races.
We used to go and hang out at this bar that we grew up around a block.
Right.
We used to go there and just hang out there at 2 o'clock.
Marion, Lady Di, listen. I need pictures.
Of
you guys back in your heyday, a yin yang party. Bring them in, please, because we need to have some of those.
I know you have some.
Up on
I
a website.
What are you, crazy?
You bring those in. I got to see the young,
I don't have
retarded
any.
Laverne and Shirley.
With their Farrah Fawcett hairdo.
Yin yang party with Farrah Fawcett hairdo.
I was much thinner back then.
It was much thinner. And
you know what's funny about that, Anthony?
What's up?
You know when there's always like a hairstyle that gets popular, like, you know, the Farrah Fawcett or the Dorothy Hamill.
I, you know, have that, yeah,
those haircuts aren't meant for everyone.
Right, right, right.
So late I had the Farrah Fawcett, but I went with the Bo Derek 10 bead.
I never had beads in my hair.
You never had the beads?
I had beads, no, in my hair.
You, oh, did. You had the, yeah, you had the 10, and what did you have? The big, the feathered. Did you have the feathered cut that you would blow dry back? Like,
no,
the Farrah Fawcett.
You know what? My hair.
I did that one time.
They talk at the same time. I know, they talk at the same
no,
time.
No, wait for her to finish, because you're asking her, and then you're asking me.
Mary went with the Rocky Dennis.
All right, you go first, and then I'll go second. Oh. All right,
finish what you were saying.
In other words, just we want more info on your wacky night out, but it seems like that's all you got. Now you don't recall a night of maybe some some sex in a car or something? Oh, Marion just went, yeah? A little car sex,
no,
Marion?
No.
Nice.
Not that.
Yeah.
Not that.
A handy?
No,
a
nothing.
Handy? You give the guy the handy?
No, it was not like that.
That's a Boeing 707. Those babies really hug the sky.
Come on, Animal House.
No, I was thinking about other stuff.
There goes the bell.
I was Rick thinking knows. About
Anthony,
other stuff.
Yeah, I always wondered what Rocky Dennis would look like with a perm,
so
and now I know.
We were thinking, I was thinking about other stuff that we did.
What were you I got sleep about? Sitting up.
Oh. What were you smoking? Come on, say it.
What were you smoking?
Yeah, like nobody man. Ever smoked
crack?
At that point when they were younger.
God. Oh, so now you're out partying, you smoke a little weed out in the car?
Yeah.
And then
years
what happened?
Years ago.
Then what happened?
Don't forget, this is going back 13, 14, 15
right.
years.
Right. Yeah, this is
ago.
Like crazy, right. So you'd smoke a little pot. Were you with guys at the time?
No.
You're just with each other?
Yeah, and other friends.
Friends.
And
friends. But were some of the friends guys?
Yeah.
All right. So you'd smoke some pot, and then what? Would they try to pick you up sometimes?
No.
That would make you horny.
No.
I don't know what kind of weed these women were smoking.
Yeah. Hey, ladies, can we do our own turtle races?
Well, we put you, you know, I put you on your back and see how long it takes
that.
You to stand the gas
no,
yourself.
No.
Get them turtle suits and have them run around the block.
No.
They don't need the shell.
There was a DJ there. There was a DJ there who had their own turtles.
Big whoop, who cares?
He was from down the shore.
I'm getting reports that you went with the Pat Benatar hairdo. Is that true? You went with the Pat Benatar?
No. I did.
No?
One time.
You went every...
I must have had all different hairstyles.
Hair
my hair was blonde
was
one time, too.
Oh, my God.
She did. She dyed her hair blonde one time.
That's right.
Wow, that's hot.
That's why your hair dyed.
That's why your hair dyed.
My hair did not dye.
No, all right. So you're smoking some pot. You're out in the car. What else? What's the wildest night? You two, I know you probably got a story where, remember that night? Give
the
us some insight.
The night that we ended up staying over here in Manhattan at a video place.
Oh, he's talking about years ago.
We used to hang out
all right.
over here.
So you came into Manhattan. You had to stay overnight at a video place for what?
No, we just hung out.
We went to a movie.
You went to a movie.
We missed the last train.
And that
we went back to Jersey, and we just figured, what the hell? We got 3 hours. We walked around here in Manhattan. We ended up in a video.
Ying yang party.
We went to a porn theater.
The midnight show. You went to a porno movie.
Yeah.
All right. Now we're getting somewhere.
What was the name of the porno?
I don't remember.
Was it?
Because
it was a film. You went in. It was a theater,
was
and you watched porno movies.
What was going on in the film?
Yeah, what was happening?
What was going on in the film?
Oh yeah, you remember.
I don't.
You remember being saying, "Hey, that's Saran wrap."
Saran wrap.
What was
some girls were wrapping up this guy with Saran wrap and having their way with him.
Oh yeah.
I don't know the name of the. Porn
and that's your wildest night out.
It was a night out over here in New York.
We had a couple wild nights.
I was saying, I'm looking for the wild night of sex, drugs, and hijinks.
I want to know when Marion decided to look like a Dr. Seuss character.
Oh, there we go.
Which one she looked like, Kobe? Which one?
I don't know. It's killing me, though. We have pictures of Marion on the website. Someone's got to find the Dr. Seuss character she looks like.
Oh, that's a good contest.
What Dr. Seuss character are we talking about?
What do I look like? Who?
Huh?
Which one?
I don't know.
No, it's not a who.
No, definitely not a who.
I don't know who.
Which Dr. Seuss character?
Back then,
you don't know?
I had long straight hair.
No.
When you guys met me last year, I had long straight hair.
Oh, we didn't even know.
I don't remember.
Wow, no. I remember when you had long hair.
I got the perm for the summer.
You got the perm for the summer.
Hey, Marion. The summer gets cut out.
Marion, you could rest your arms on your boobs.
That's she was just doing that. Wow.
I could do that too.
Oh, now,
I could do that too.
Lady Di's got to go. I could do it too.
See?
Hi. How you been?
Hi, Steve.
Hi.
Oh, God. Everyone that walks in, they're just, hi.
All
right, ladies, thank you. We just got ladies, thank you. And remember, bring in pictures of you in your partying heyday, your yin-yang party.
I have them. I'm going to look for them.
I want all of them.
Right.
You'll get them.
Nice.
You will get them.
All right.
Well,
I was about 40 pounds thinner, too.
Oh, wow. Hot.
Wow.
So bring those in.
Thank you.
Bring those in.
She was real thin.
All right, ladies. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
For whatever.
When do you want us to bring them in?
ASAP.
Whenever I could find them.
Yeah, of course. Ladies, thank
bring
you.
Them in next week.
Thank you.
Next week?
Next Friday.
Thank you.
Next Friday.
How about in August?
No, ladies.
August.
Ladies, leave. All right. Thank you, girls. Thank you. Thank you for leaving.
Of course
you for leaving.
Okay.
Please.
Take care.
Thank
bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye, retarded Laverne and Shirley. There they go.
Green eggs in hand.
Yin Yang party.
Yin Yang party, Stinky.
Woo, we're going to the turtle races.
Stinky party! Stinky, Yin Yang party, baby!
Stinky!
Yin Yang party!
Stinky!
Yin Yang
party!
Woo!
We're going to the turtle races.
We had it say that
one. Oh, my God.
Turtle races.
Rocky Dennis with a perm. Holy smoke.
All right, we're going to take a break.
Is it the mayor of Whoville?
Huh?
It's not the mayor of Whoville, is it?
It's killing me. I don't know. Paul Mercurio.
Hey.
From The Daily Show on Comedy Central.
Hi, guys.
Sorry you had to sit through that,
Paul. That's all right. I could smell the fart from here.
The fart was really bad.
Awful.
One of the worst ones I've ever smelled.
It's like having Alice Cramden and Trixie in the studio. Jesus.
They talk at the same time.
Oh, my God. How's it going?
Not as well as you, my friend. Congratulations.
Yeah, we got nominated for 2 Emmys for Best Show, Variety Show, Comedy Show, and Best Writing. And, Anthony, you'll enjoy this. Also, I got nominated Best Stand-Up Comic. Everybody, step to the back of the line, please. Please come up and accept the Emmy for...
did John get nominated?
John, as a host, did not get nominated.
Oh, thank God.
Let me tell you, because it's going to be bad enough to deal with him being the host of the Emmy Award-winning Daily Show, but if he was nominated, he'd be out of hand. He does tend to get a little full of himself when things happen.
Oh, yeah.
Like when he was hosting, what did he host?
The Grammys.
The Grammys.
Yeah.
Right after that, a little full of himself. I think he's gotten back down to earth now, and I like that.
He is all 5'2" of him. Back down to earth.
Right. Now, if you start piling up Emmys on this guy, I'm afraid it'll just, you know, he'll get a little out of hand again.
Hey, by the way, I went to Bar 9 and I saw Mr. Anthony there and his brother playing a little bit of the music. Very nice.
Oh, that's right. You were down there.
Very talented, Opie.
It's a lot of fun.
Nobody covers Weird Al Yankovic like these guys. Like, I thought he was in the room, seriously.
You know something? I think that's one artist we actually skipped that night. Every other crap thing we did, but...
And of course, they've got their freaky kind of. They're nice, but they're a little like your groupies that follow you around there.
Ah, yes, they show up every Tuesday.
Yeah, they
and
don't.
So should you?
They have. Yeah, no, it's actually fun, and all the groupies have their eyes sewn completely open all the time.
Right.
They don't blink. It's kind of weird.
Well, Paul, congratulations.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for taking the time to have me on.
You're coming in next week, right?
I am, yeah, I think Tuesday.
Nice.
Yes.
All right, man.
All right, brother, man.
Keep bye. That John grounded. Take it easy, Paul.
I'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right. We have to take a quick break and play.
Yin Yang Party!
And play What Did We Learn on the O&A Show Today. Stay there.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
O&A Blues, baby!
Yeah. Sure.
The
Opie and Anthony show, huh? 877-692-1027. What a day, what a day, what a day, what a day. Time to play What Did We Learn on the Opie and Anthony Show. Let's start with Martin. Hey, Martin, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
You tell us.
All right, you guys talking slow. Have a nice day.
Hi, Martin.
Bye-bye.
And that probably won't go through.
That didn't go through?
I don't know. Let's try Carolyn. Hey, Carolyn.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
I learned today that there's some men in China with straight pubic hair.
Right. Hey, that's good.
I thought so.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Have a good weekend.
She paid attention.
Juice, what did you learn on the show today?
Yeah, what's up? I learned a couple of things. I learned Stinky appears to actually be a real person. And I learned Teen Man Boobs, none lex sexier.
Oh, poor Juice.
Yes.
Juice, you're coming down to show the man boobs?
Actually, I changed my mind. I'm not coming down anymore.
Why?
I can't face up to it.
You can't face up to it?
No.
All right, man.
All right, ladies.
Ladies. Ladies. Doughboy.
Yo, what's up, boys?
What's up?
I learned that if you want to hang out with a bunch of hot 18-year-olds, all you got to do is call around.
Yes.
Yeah, it's easy.
Yin-yang party, boys.
Woo! Woo! Yin-yang party. Sweeping the nation. Watch, it catches on in Columbus or something. We're screwed.
Yin-yang party.
Yin-yang party. Woo!
Bye.
Rick, what's outside?
Party call of the retarded.
Remember when Lexi called because she wanted to meet Brian Regan?
Oh, yeah. Did she get to meet him?
Lexi is a fine African princess. And, Rick, what does Lexi want to do?
Remember what happened last time you said that, Opie?
Yeah, I do remember.
It was a man, baby.
She was saying how it was great to meet Brian and that she didn't have to take off her top to do it.
Right.
But she's going to have to do it in here, though.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's always good.
That's a good way to end the show.
Pooter Toot says he learned that when you go to the planetarium, look for the Andromeda stream. It's right up there.
Hi, Lexi.
Hi.
Did you have fun today?
I did. I was excited to meet Brian.
Isn't he funny?
He is.
Yeah, he's great.
I went to Boston to visit my friends at MIT,
mm-hmm.
and we spent about 3 hours in a dorm room just downloading all sorts of crap, all of his bits.
Yeah. Funny guy. OD, you feeling it?
She's an educated black woman. MIT.
How tall are you?
I don't know. I stopped recording it because guys would always ask me on the train, and I got annoyed.
Yeah, but you're like...
So I just have no idea.
She's a smooth 6'1".
I was going to say
6'1". She's a smooth 6'1".
6'1" with a big top, yo.
Yeah.
But, what's up with that? You know what I'm saying?
You're so ghetto.
Yeah, Opie's ghetto.
Old dirty,
ghetto. Old dirty teaches me. You just start mumbling, you know? I learned
Look
that.
At
on, I learned not that on the train. I got it.
Yeah, you just kind of. You're
really good. That's why I don't tell people my height. I'm
what?
Like,
hey.
Hey.
What's the deal,
sugar?
I should teach some black history.
No, man, we got to get out of here. I have my hoopties waiting for me downstairs.
Oh, it's Friday. Got to get it. Got to get it.
Get out of here,
brother.
What?
Hoopies is ghetto as a matzah. Please.
Old Dirty,
oh,
give me
from matzah country.
Old Dirty, give me some cheddar. I got to eat tonight, yo.
Hey, my brother.
Yeah,
you got stomach pain right there. Yeah, I'm feeling it.
I'm feeling that.
His name Voss, I think it is.
Rich Voss.
Oh, my God. I saw him at...
hey, the black chick digs me.
No, I was with my friend Joe, Ruggieri. Hi, Joe. And we were sitting there, and we're not dating or whatever, but he picks us out, and he goes, hey, you meet her parents yet? And he's like, what? Yeah, you. Did you meet her parents? He's like, no. And he's like, yeah, I would hide you from my parents, too. Now, my friend Joe is not a scary-looking guy, and I was a little insulted.
Yeah, can we see your boobs?
Oh, that's Voss.
Wow.
So.
I want a yin-yang party, yo.
Yin-yang party.
What is a yin-yang party?
I don't know.
Well, you got
the
yin and the
yang.
Two retarded women out front.
And we
that.
Got the pate.
Oh, really? Oh, really?
All right, how about a bra shot? How about the bra shot, yo?
What?
Oh,
come on, you can flip the Abercrombie up real quick.
I'm not in the catalog. If I was in the catalog, maybe.
But she speaks real good, son.
Well, what are you amazed at that for, O.D.?
Oh,
Jesus, are you inappropriate?
I'm like, you can read the mouth.
Wait, how did you expect me to speak?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I thought you was going to be a little bit more, you know.
On the welfare.
On the
What?
Yo, no.
Oh, my God. I can't. Well, what does he mean by that, yo?
But, I mean, you know, I thought you was going to be a little bit more thuggish. In your
thuggish.
She's wearing an Abercrombie and Fitch shirt.
In the essence of your speech.
Anthony, I learned today the Chinese have officially apologized for coming up with the concept of yin and yang. Al Mack, today I learned ONA listeners voted them even more gooder. Yes, thank you
more
very much, guys.
Gooder.
We're more gooder, according to the little ratings thing that came out.
You don't have to do anything Rick's trying to make you do. Don't worry. We don't
force the ladies. There's plenty that'll do that for us. Jerry. Learned, if you don't get braces, you'll lisp. The big stupid one is Lady Di. And contrary to popular belief, fart is not always funny.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Lieutenant Boogaloo, I learned on today's show that you could start oral on the radio, but you can't finish. And I learned out on 57th Street there is this big blue thing.
That's right.
And Haywood from Yonkers, I learned your radio station sucks if you get beat by a classic rock station. Right?
We got a boogie.
We got to get
I'll see you Monday, man.
Yeah, thank you, everyone. We greatly appreciate the support of the radio show. Brian Regan, tonight and tomorrow, Bananas in Hasbrook Heights. We highly recommend you go see Brian. Two shows both nights, okay?
Mm-hmm. Don't go to CNN for dick jokes, but don't come here for the news.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
I like it when the show's dirty.